What's poppin'? It's the Thursday show. Thursday Drew and Mike show with Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Joey, and shortly we will have Denny Lane. Denny, no relation. He's playing...
The last name Lane is spelled differently. L-A-I-N-E.
He's playing the Magic Bag May the 9th, and he's fresh on the heels of being put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Moody Blues, who he was one of the founding members of. And then he was really Paul McCartney's second musical partner with Wings. He got some lead vocals and some writing credits with Wings, who were a very big band. Toured America. I mean, you've seen that there's a disc out now, and not that people play discs, but it's called Rock Show from Wings 76 Tour, and that was a kind of a cooking band. That band rocked, and Denny was playing that double neck. He did Band on the Run. Just he and Paul, pretty much. Two guys quit before they went to Africa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, Linda is, I think, referenced.
Oh, God.
As being the third part. But yeah, Paul played drums, and Denny played a lot of different guitar. Denny plays a lot of different stuff. Really talented guy at the Magic Bag, May the 9th, and he was playing Band on the Run straight through.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to do that and some selections from the Magnificent Moody's album.
Yeah, he sang...
Magnificent Moody's.
He sang the Moody's.
That's authentic, because I have that allergy thing today.
Yeah, everyone does. I'm all stuffed up, too.
Oh, my God.
Sucks.
Yeah.
The Moody Blues' first hit was a song called Go Now.
Oh, that's right, Go Now.
And
I remember that song.
It was a big hit.
Yeah.
And he sang it. And wrote, I don't think he wrote it, but he sang it. So he's got quite a career. He was also in Ginger Baker's band.
Yeah, wow.
No, that's I'd love
that's
to hear about that.
Wild.
And he had a band named Balls.
We were just laughing about that. Yeah.
Damn.
With one of Hendrix guys. Was it Mitch Mitchell? One of the Hendrix guys was in it, yeah.
That also was an aptly named band.
Yeah.
The Electric String Band. He was in a band called Denny and the Diplomats when he was 12 years old. And the drummer, okay, there's two members of Denny and the Diplomats in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Denny and the drummer Bev Bevan, who went on to ELO.
Wow. Yeah.
So quite a lot of history here.
Well.
And we will be on Facebook Live with Denny. Brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. As Cinco de Mayo coming up. Mesa celebrating the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. They're just that excited about Cinco de Mayo. And the 5th falls on Sunday. Got the 150 tequilas, great Mexican food, and the 10% discount if you mention the Drew and Mike show. And, of course, we are closing in on the appearance at the Reef on 420. 420 is a Saturday.
Yep.
Shouldn't the Hash Bash be on 420? Wouldn't that make...
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but it's not always on a Saturday.
Oh, that's true.
True.
But... You mean 420 observed?
Yeah, I don't know what
I mean. Doesn't make any sense, but...
It's always the first weekend in April, which can be really cold, so it just seems like it'd be nice to move back.
That is nice. That is nice!
But visit the Reef on 420 for all your medical marijuana, oils, extracts, CBD products, edibles, topicals, and... Celebrate 420 and Customer Appreciation Day with the biggest bash in Michigan. Mark and Trudy are there from noon to 2, helping the Reef give out TVs, paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours. If you have a card and mention the podcast, you'll get a free pre-roll. Whoa! It's open 9 to 9. Mark and Trudy, noon to 2 at the Reef, 8 Mile just east of Mound in Detroit. They're open 7 days a week. Visit FindTheReef.com, the biggest, the best, The Reef.
Buffalo Soldier.
Baby. So, all right, we've got Denny in just a few minutes.
Three, two, one.
Trudy, are you nervous?
Yes.
Oh, that won't connect. Do we have a little time before he calls? Because you know there's breaking news right off the bat
today.
What's
breaking?
We're going to get to see Robert Kraft get beat off.
Oh, gross.
I don't know why. I knew we would.
That's how CNN was treating it, basically. It's like, breaking news. We're going to be able to see Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, get serviced by two Asian women.
Serviced?
I thought there was oral sex.
Yeah, you're right. Both, I believe.
Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
Trudy doesn't want to see it, and I speculated. Is it because you already know that his face is just going to be beat red against that white hair?
My, I can actually picture it in my head. Thank you.
This is a custom hand job.
What if there's an O-face? What kind of O-face will he make? It'll be a red O-face. You're right about that.
Yeah. Totally. The bad news is they're going to pixelate it.
You want me to give you a hand job in the bathroom?
You're going to pixelate just his penis or his red face?
The whole video. It'll probably be like the gymnastics video. But you'll know which one's him because it'll be the bright red pixelated version.
Ugh.
The other pixelated part will be like moving really fast. Sorry, Trudy. Not sorry.
God.
it's so funny that I know, there's really been a fight over it.
I don't even know if he were more attractive, if that would be a thing that I'd want to see, but...
Yeah, really? Why not?
Well, who's the? Would you like to see George Clooney get pounded off?
Maybe. No, not really.
No,
not really. No.
There's got to be somebody.
Tom Brady, maybe.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Tom Brady.
I don't even want to see him get beat off. It'll be too robotic. It would be.
He didn't kiss somebody in the mouth, though. That's for sure.
Yeah,
anybody around him.
Yeah, the thing with the kissing the kid weirded me out.
That's what it would sound like right there.
So did they try to stop this? Did they really fight hard?
Oh yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time to keep it.
So why is it
claiming that
out?
It was illegally shot or that it would affect the jury outcome? And
I always felt from day one that we would see this. Not that I was excited about it or wanted to see it, but I just felt like, this will get out because we know it exists on video, and it's just impossible for everyone to do the right thing. I mean, the right thing is obviously not to put it out.
Yeah.
It serves no purpose whatsoever. I'm not being a prude about it. I'm just saying it just seems like these days, if it's on tape, it's going out.
Well, if it wasn't for the media, it would not be coming out because I guess there's a law in Florida that if it's FOIA'd as part of the case, because it's part of the case, that the state law says this evidence would have to be released.
And the media has to show it to us.
Well, the media wanted to request it. Because, you know, it's their public duty to see the owner of one of the big professional teams get beat off.
So, again, it's Florida's fault.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Everything
creepy
Trudy,
happens in
it
Florida.
It is Robert Kraft's fault.
Okay.
If he didn't get serviced by two Asian women at a day spa, we wouldn't even know about
except
it.
Except, really, truthfully, we know when he's arrested that he did a bad thing. Do we have to see a videotape of
him? How do we know it was really him?
Okay.
It's very purient.
I don't really care. I really don't. I just don't know if somebody's going to suggest that some public interest isn't being served if we don't see it. I think I have to say I don't go along with that.
Hey, think of all the Jaguar fans and the Dolphin fans.
Yeah, are they the ones
Buccaneer fans
who are going to be watching it? Are some of the
of course, yes.
Some of the biggest Patriot rivals.
Patriot haters will probably also get off watching it.
Or will Patriot lovers.
Everybody will get off on it.
That's our leader, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, if it's not a boil over, that might make them feel good.
Gross. What are the odds?
Wow, he really got off. That was cool.
Judging by his
ridiculous
general appearance, it's a boil over.
Oh,
or as I suggested, it will be a dust.
Yeah, dust devil.
Dust storm.
Oh, boy.
That was actual breaking news on CNN, though. That's what made me laugh about it.
They're probably discussing it right now.
Let me back it up. I want to see how they treat it when
it
first
broke. They will not want to get off this subject because they know talking about Robert Kraft being pounded off by two Asian women and seeing the video, they know that people are interested.
Yeah, they had me hooked.
While you're waiting, it's what we've all been waiting for. It's finally here. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram spring sales event. During the spring sales event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Big Horn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. That wasn't the smoothest read. Or the new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month. Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their inventory at dealsnadie.com. And Trudy, can you pull the Dr. Roche thingamabob?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, and we'll be activating the Hall Financial Hotline shortly for Denny Lane. They are the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. They'd love to refinance for you. They've saved a lot of people a lot of money, including people in this show. Helped a lot of people get over a couple credit bumps, too, and gotten people qualified and happily on their way to a mortgage for their first home, dream home, or maybe take money out of their home, shorten the length of a mortgage. Hall Financial would love to help you. Just click the link on our website at the Drew and Mike Show. Fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you, and hopefully you can get something going fast. And they are fast. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And don't forget, if you'd prefer to call, as some do, 248-308-5000. They are fast. 19 days on the average for a refi. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Dr. Roche also.
Yeah.
Because it's spring and things should be thrusting up through the ground.
Put your best face and body forward. Dr. Gregory Roche.
Nice.
There's the old jingle.
I love it.
Put your face and body forward.
Yeah. They are promoting summer saline breast specials for $3,500. Yeah, soft, bouncy,
yeah.
Lovely. Also, BBL and Skin Tight for getting the turkey neck and all the crinkly skin that you've got all tightened up, snapped back, and beautified for summertime. So,
hey, we're talking tits.
Call their office at 248-338-1110 or visit DRROCHE.com.
Put your face and body forward.
Put your best face and body forward. Dr. Gregory Roche.
Hey, by the way, those.
How does Greg not have that as his cell phone ring anytime anybody calls him?
Put your best face and body forward. Dr. Gregory Roche.
He does on their hold message because I know.
Oh, really?
I voiced all of that and I had to put it in between each segment.
I love picturing those four jingle singers just wailing.
Yeah.
I know.
They are wailing.
Good jingle. And boobs, always lots of boobs, big boobs, medium boobs, any kind of boobs, Dr. Roche. Yeah. So.
It's crazy.
I wonder if we should call the backup number for.
Yeah, definitely.
In the meantime, I'll show you how they covered. The breaking news of Robert Kraft's video becoming public. Now, they're coming
off. This is all Financial Hotline opening, by the way, in case anyone didn't recognize the sound.
CNN is coming off a very interesting story, which I'm sure we'll get into later, which is the Columbine fan lady.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The lady that's a fan of Columbine.
Yeah.
Fan of Columbine?
I know. It's stupid.
What a ridiculous purpose in life.
Wait, this is the second piece of breaking news.
Yeah, so
been on for 15 minutes.
Okay, the story is this girl. She's 18 years old, maybe the most homely looking 18 year old. Seriously, Michelle thought that I've ever seen. Flies from Miami to Denver. Huge fan of Columbine and the murders of committed by.
By the way, why
Golden Harris?
Why an 18 year old? She doesn't live with her parents.
Well, that's
she just flies around wherever she wants to go. She buys a pump action shotgun the minute she lands in Denver,
yeah, and ammunition.
And she's already somebody who's talking garbage about Columbine, and she can just pick up a
freaking 12 gauge. What do you think?
Thankfully, they were aware of it right away, so I don't know how they were notified. But she's been found dead when the police got there. She just offed herself, it sounds like.
Oh, so she was more of a fan of killing herself than of hurting people at Columbine.
Well, I think she would have, but when the heat got too hot for her, she just decided to kill herself.
Huh.
Because everybody was looking for her. They had to close schools down.
Oh, that's right. They had to close all kinds of schools.
So she used
Colorado.
Her new brand new pump action shotgun to shoot herself.
Yeah. So cool.
Really, how do you do that?
What do you mean?
I mean, don't you have to have like really long arms?
No.
No.
I know a guy had a 7-foot bong and he used to be able to bong. He used to light a match and he'd stick it between his toes.
Really?
Yeah, to get it lit, to get the bowl lit.
Oh. That is resourceful.
I know, it was pretty cool.
Some dexterous toes there.
I remember saying, well, how do you even use that? And he said, oh, I'm a pro. And then he showed me how he put the match between his toes.
But this dope, the Columbine.
Is that Brandon calling the backup people for Danny Lane? Yeah. I was hoping it was Danny Lane calling and Brandon doing his pre-interview.
Let's see him here. Oh, he said, thank you, sir. So, we must be ready.
Go for liftoff.
I believe he's coming in now.
All right.
Is that Denny Lane?
It is.
Hey, how you doing, Denny?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I should mention Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Denny Lane, as you were in the 2018 class. That had to be nice.
Well, it was a nice surprise, yeah, after all these years.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are all so cool about it, but somebody's got to be really excited about going into the Rock. Is anybody really excited? Everybody's kind of gives it the, yeah, it's okay.
Well, you got to understand, it's not a British thing, and we don't sort of, we don't wave it around saying, look how great we are in the Hall of Fame. We're very grateful, obviously. It's nice to be a part of something, and it was fantastic to meet everybody again and go and, you know, be a part of, it's like a school reunion for us. But it's a great thing to be involved in, really. We weren't that bothered that we weren't, that's all I'm saying. You know, I mean, the fans were more than anything else. But now we're in it, it feels great.
Well, that's true, because I was excited. I was excited for you because I was a big fan of Wings in the 70s, and you were Paul's. I mean, John Lennon was his guy with the Beatles, and I know you don't compare yourself to John Lennon, but you were his guy in Wings, which, as you've said, is more of a backing band for Paul, but still, you were the guy.
Yeah, but again, it wasn't as much of a band as like the Moody Blues was or the Beatles. That was kind of an equal thing. Paul, and he's much more famous and, you know, obviously, and older, and I had to take it slightly back, but it still had a lot of, you know, influence in what was going on. But we were from the early days, from the Moody Blues days.
Now, at the Magic Bag on May the 9th, are you playing Band on the Run Straight Through still as you're touring now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we did. Well, we do the Moody Blues first album first. There were some of the songs from it, which is the Magnificent Moody's. It's the English version, and then we do a few of my songs that I do with Wings, and then we do. You know, I sort of go through a story, career story, and then we do the Band on the Run to finish off, and a couple of if they like it, a couple of encores, and thankfully they do like it. So
if they like it.
It's been going down really well, yeah.
How did that come together when Paul came to you and said, hey, I'm putting another band together, I want you to help me lead it?
Well, he'd seen me. I had a thing called an electric string band, and I had a sort of a song out, which was kind of a minor hit called Say Don't Mind, and he saw me performing this with my string band, at the Seville Theatre, which was owned by Brian Epstein at the time, and it was on the Jimi Hendrix show.
Ooh.
So I kind of, you know, he saw me. He was in the audience with John and Peter Asher, who's another friend. And you know, after the Ginger Baker thing, which I kind of did because I was off the road for a while. Cause my guys were in the orchestras around the world working on other stuff, and so I couldn't use them. So I went with Ginger for a little while, then he got sick, and then Paul called me, and away we went. But I say, I knew Paul right from actually before the Moody Blues, I met him.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's early Beatles days. With Paul, you guys were going to do Band on the Run, and I think you had four or five members in Wings, and a couple people quit, and so you were going to Africa to record. So that record is really just you and Paul, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's because we had rehearsed it somewhat with the five-piece band. And then Henry and Denny Seiwald didn't turn up. So, you know, we stuck to what we were going to do and put all on the drums and away. We had Ben with us, who was the Beatles' engineer at the time anyway. And so, you know, we had old equipment. It was an old studio that had all the hand-me-down equipment for me and my. And we just used what we had, and that's how it came about.
How is Paul as a drummer?
He's good. He's got a good feel. You know, that's all you need, really. You know, some drummers overdo it, you know, and play too much.
Uh-huh.
But he's, you know, because he's a writer, a songwriter, and a arranger and everything else, he plays what you need. You know, that's what he does, overplay.
Did Ginger Baker overplay, according to you? When you
No, I thought you might say that. No, he didn't. See, the thing about Ginger was, again, he was an arranger as well. He was involved with a lot of arrangements. You know, he's the one who started the 5/4 section in White Room at the beginning of it. And he was more like that. I knew Ginger from the early days, too, from the first Moody Blues tour we did with Chuck Berry. Him and Jack Bruce were in a band called the Grand Bond Organization. So I knew Ginger, and he was a great drummer because he didn't overplay, didn't get in the way. And you know, he knew how to back people up.
Yeah, I saw a clip of Ginger Baker's Air Force in the Ginger Baker documentary. And I tell you what, I'm not going to say he was overplaying, but boy, he sure was playing some drums. And
But when he plays his solo, he's just basically playing all the rudiments he learned growing up as a jazz drummer. Ginger doesn't like being called a rock drummer. So, you know, but he knows how to back people up. You see what I mean? He stays out of the way when you're singing and things like that, and doesn't make it look like he's the only person in the band.
Was he hard to work with, Denny? Because he seemed like a pretty difficult guy.
No, he's not. Well, he's difficult to people he doesn't know, or people who, you know, he doesn't like particularly, or don't know what they're talking about. I mean, me and him, I got a great relationship, and always have, and still do. You know, it's like he's got a good heart, Ginger. You've got to get to know him, but he'll do anything, you know, if he's called upon. He's a kind of a leader type of character in that sense. Well, you know, he's raucous. He likes to have a good time and gets into a lot of trouble. But at the same time, you know, the main thing is he's a fantastic musician. That's all that matters, you know. But never mind about his personality. I mean, I know a lot of people are a hell of a lot worse than him, you know, when it comes to, like, being on the road with them. But
who?
But he's
who's worse?
Come on, give us one. Who?
Well, I'm telling you, like, you know, I'm telling you, like other drummers, for example, who create a lot more, you know, chaos and get into all sorts of trouble. Drummers are famous for it, to be honest.
I know who you might mean.
Well, Ginger was pretty tough on the documentary maker. In fact, he assaulted him at the end of the documentary. But I tell you what, it was a great watch. It was exciting, and he was an interesting guy, and he was played some great, like you said, he was a great musician. You have played with some...
I did a little thing with that same documentary guy. He's all right, but, you know, I suppose he got on Ginger's nerves after a while, but but he was a nice guy, too, but yeah, that's all they stick in is that bit, of course. Not when he was being nice to him.
Do you think there's room for more of those documentary-style movies like Bohemian Rhapsody and The Dirt by Motley Crue of... You guys and your origins, because you were in tight with The Who and The Beatles and Led Zeppelin. So is there maybe a place for that movie to come out?
I don't know. I wish I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that we did do a documentary. A lot of people did them. Led Zeppelin did one before us with the same company. And you get the story out there. But it's not the real story. I mean, you know, the real story goes a little bit more deeply, you know, into each person. But I'm just saying, you know, when I see these movies, they're not exactly right. I mean, I knew Freddie Mercury, and it's okay. It's good for the audience, but it's not exactly what happened. You can't possibly get all into that detail. I find it hard to watch movies like that because I knew a little bit more about the scene and what was going on.
And
it's kind of cleaned up and, you know, and diluted for the audience, but it was a good movie. I thought, if you look at from the outside point,
I enjoyed it. I mean, if there's a movie,
the story, of course.
If there's a movie about Queen versus a movie about something I don't know anything about, I'm going to love. You know, any of these rock bands, I love rock and roll. And Denny Lane from the Moody Blues and from Paul McCartney and Wings is playing at the Magic Bag on May the 9th. And Denny had some lead vocals on some of the Wing songs and some co-writes with Paul, which I know you're going to be playing. How hard was it to get a song of yours on a McCartney album, a McCartney and Wings album?
Well, Paul was the one who encouraged me to write. I mean, he knew that I was a writer in the Moody Blues, and he encouraged me to do it more. But as I say, you know, I wasn't writing as much those days, but I ended up helping him with a lot of his songs more than that. that. You know, that was really great work.
What are your favorite Wings songs, Denny?
Well, I don't like that question because who knows? You know what? I mean, Monskin Tire would have to be there because I co-wrote it and because it was the biggest thing we ever did in Europe. It's just a great hit. That album in general, that's why I do it.
Mull of Kintyre, I'm gonna stop you there because a lot of people are going, Mull of Kintyre, what's Mull of Kintyre? Because it wasn't a single in the U.S. Maybe people have seen the video, but it was the biggest single in the history of the U.K. It topped She Loves You, and maybe there was something else that was really big, and it wasn't until Elton John's Diana, Goodbye England's Rose, that Mull of Kintyre was not topped until then, and Denny, you had a co-write on that. Now, I got to believe that must have been a pretty good living there to get you through having a co-write on that song.
I don't talk about money, but obviously I did pretty good out of the songwriting. I mean, people don't do as much good out of songwriting these days because everybody downloads everything for nothing. So that's a big problem with a lot of people in the business. But in those days, publishing was a big part of it. I mean, that's why the Beatles started writing their own stuff so they could make the money. They weren't seen after the money they were earning. It's always the way. I mean, the management side of things in those days was like nobody knew what they were doing.
It's strange.
Just got filtered away, you know.
I wonder how they knew it would be such a big hit in the UK and then never, maybe they did. Was it ever released in the US and it just didn't pop? Or
no, it was on the B-side. But the thing was, I never understood that. It's on the Wings Greatest Hits album. So people do know it. And I play it in my set, for example. And everybody knows it. But the reason it was such a big hit in Europe, and I don't think he thought it would be in America, is because of the Scottish, roots.
Yeah, the bagpipes.
Bagpipes and all that stuff.
Denny, what was going through your mind in January of 1980 when you guys go to Japan and something happened to Paul? Where were you and what happened?
I was in line ahead of him.
You're where?
I was in line ahead of him at the airport. I was told to get in the car. There was a problem. I got to the hotel, and then somebody told me he'd been busted, and I thought they were joking. And then, of course, it was true. So, obviously, what occurred to my mind, we can't tour for a while, and that's one of the reasons that led up to me. You know, just being in the studio wasn't... A couple of albums later, I decided to do my own thing and went on the road. But, I felt bad for him and I was worried about him.
Yeah, they don't...
It could have been worse.
They're pretty not crazy about drug crimes over there.
I know, really.
Nine days in jail.
He could have gone down for 25 years as a pusher,
He could have.
Yeah, it was a lot of pot. It was a half a pound of pot, I believe.
And now it's legal, so...
Unbelievable, isn't it?
They did like their pot, didn't they? Obviously.
They did, but that was all, really. They never touched anything else. They lived up in Scotland for a while. in the middle of the country. What else are you going to do, right?
It was
a mild thing. They weren't heavily,
I wasn't knocking it. I was smoking a lot of pot then, too.
Sure.
Yeah, who wasn't? I mean... Thing is, I don't call pot a drug anyway. It's a plant. Come on. It's a plant.
Right on.
And that's the reason it's legal, It was legal 70 years ago. It's all political, all that stuff. I've been done for little bits myself. And it's caused me problems all the years with immigration and whatever.
Oh, boy.
You just got to put up with it. But isn't it weird? Yes, it's all legal now. So here we go.
Yeah,
if
you need any for the show in Detroit, I'm sure we can help. We can help you out with that.
There's lots. Yeah,
Don't start all that.
Oh, Denny.
And then I wanted to ask you. So then, at the end of 1980, obviously John Lennon, and that's is murdered, and that's kind of the end of Wings. Where were you when that happened? And how soon after did you ever have a discussion with Paul and where his mindset was after that? Because that stopped, him from touring.
Well, it was the same just the day after because Paul wanted to go in the studio just to get his mind off it, a little bit. And I was the only one in the studio because Linda didn't come. She was back home. But he came in alone and he wanted to work. Well, we didn't end up working. We just sat there and talked because I knew John very well too. I knew him well way before he was with Yoko in the early Beatles days. And John and Ringo, George and Ringo, George especially, I knew well because he was a neighbour. So obviously we just sat there and talked to him at all. So and that was that. But as I say, you know, it wasn't straight away that I left them. Yeah, I did stay for the two. So, well, we can call them Wings albums, but there's two more albums I worked on. And then we guests like Stevie Wonder and Ringo, Cole Perkins were on one.
Oh, Tug of War.
I stuck around for that.
Well, the album did really well, too. Danny's playing a lot of this music at the Magic Bag on May the 9th. Band on the Run all the way through. The Moody Blue stuff we talked about. And it's exciting to talk to you, Danny. I was a big, big fan of Wings. And exciting to have you playing so close to home, just a few blocks from here. So we'll see you on the 9th of May.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Bye-bye.
Danny Lynn with an I at the Magic Bag. Oh, John Price just busted me for wearing the same T-shirt as yesterday. I put it on right before the show. I took a shower right before the show. And then worked out in it this morning, and here I am. Hey. As we started early.
Yeah.
But just a pounding on Facebook already.
Oh, cell phone blows.
Getting berated. It was hard to understand, Danny. I could basically understand what he was saying. I don't... What's going on with that phone line?
I know. I wanted to ask where he was, because at times it sounded like it was... You know, like going flat and weird.
It went into all treble mode.
That was cool.
That was bizarre.
And we're talking about John Lennon and we're laughing. Not funny, but yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of people suggesting that he was... It, you know when Mike Myers says that mumbling thing? It kind of did sound like that at one point.
The mumble phone.
Oh, boy. And so,
someone get the Brits a better phone when they come to the United States. Are they, are they going, are they getting burner phones or something?
And Denny, the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, can anyone admit, man, I'm really pumped. Nobody is excited to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I guess that's just the rock and roll thing.
I think what he had to say, though, was interesting because it's like, hey, it's not our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because we're the U.K., what did they have one of those?
I think they do have something over there.
You were in London a couple of times, don't they have?
I don't know. You know, I never thought about going there, but I think that I know there's an Australian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think there is a British one because I remember reading about.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, New Order getting in there.
He did sound like he's just too cool.
He's pretty cool
for that.
He's a pretty cool breeze.
And that one was at Public Hall in Cleveland too.
Mm.
It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It looks like the UK one didn't actually start until 2004.
Oh, copycats.
Yeah, and they had five founding members, which included Elvis, the Beatles, Bob Marley, Madonna, and U2.
Madonna?
Yeah, what?
And they had inductees in 2005 and 2006, and then they canceled it in 2006.
What? They canceled the Hall of Fame?
Yes, they did.
How weird. Well, you'd think that'd be an attraction in, you know, whether it was in Liverpool or Manchester or London.
Dover.
A tourist thing.
Lack of funding.
Dover.
I don't know.
Lack of funding?
Correct.
Hard to believe.
That's with because they were copycats.
All the great music over there.
It's like the AAF after the NFL. You can hang with the American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Speaking of the NFL, did you see the Junior Seau 30 for 30 yet?
I did, and I was bored to
really
years.
It would be sad.
You know, why were you so bored?
I don't know, because the whole thing is just so depressing. There's not much. I mean,
I read the book 2 years ago.
The book sounded like it had a lot more. I don't know. It didn't capture me last night.
I have to admit, I was captivated by it, and I knew the story pretty inside out. I mean, it's a really hard story to watch. It's very sad. I mean, it's really sad. Really, really, really sad.
This might sound terrible, but there's really no... He was kind of a boring athlete. I mean, he was really good, but there was really no major pinnacle. I don't know. The story is all about him committing suicide, so it's just kind of a bummer.
Went to the Super Bowl against...
I know he's one of the best players at his position of all time.
He went to two Super Bowls, one with San Diego, with Stan Humphries at the helm.
That's the one I was thinking of.
And then with the Patriots.
Okay. Yeah.
He went to the one when they were 16-0 and they lost
to
the Giants, and that was his last season.
He was the guy that held Ryan Leaf back from beating up that reporter.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But you liked it? You thought it was really good?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I wasn't bored by it. And I kind of knew the story. So, I don't know. The highlights are great. I mean, his highlights are pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, he's incredible. That one highlight of him when he actually got to play tight end.
Oh, yeah. Holy, I'd never seen that.
Crap, what a hit. Cut his bottom of his chin open.
Oh, that highlight, though.
Which he got stitched up
without anesthesia
on the sideline and went back in.
Yeah. Whoa, wow.
That kind of beats the Ronnie Lott story when his pinky was sideways and they just straightened it straight. Or no, they cut it off. Did they cut off Ronnie Lott's pinky?
Eventually they did. Yeah. What was really weird about the story was that, and Junior Seau, if you didn't know, I'm sure people know, he had CTE, bad CTE, played a long time in the NFL, had some horrible, horrible hits, many concussions, and he lost all impulse control at the end of his life. And inexplicably just was behaving in a way no one recognized. I mean, just like he overnight became an asshole.
What do you mean by impulse? What do you mean?
Well, gambling.
Well, he started gambling like a madman. He started cheating on his wife, who I don't believe he cheated on before that.
No.
I think he was a pretty straight arrow. He loved his kids to death. He stopped hanging out with his kids. He was a divorced dad who didn't give a fuck about his kids, basically.
Totally flipped.
Shot himself in the heart so they could study his brain, just like Dave Duerson of the Bears did.
Yeah. He was the first to do that, wasn't he? To at least call attention to it by saying, I'm specifically doing this so that you study my brain.
I think Dave Duerson did it first, but they knew when he did it why he did it.
Yeah. That's a sad story.
Yeah, it was. You know, and the other the part that was also interesting in the story was that his father was such a prick.
Yeah, God, what a jerk.
I didn't.
Never sent him off to USC.
Yeah, they didn't have a. His father. Okay, this guy was the greatest overachiever. I mean, he was a mountain of a man. He was super fast. He was just an incredible football talent. And his father
Sweet
was
mullet.
Never satisfied. Whenever he lost, you didn't do enough.
Yeah.
And he never hugged him. You know, they showed some stuff where, he went in the Football Hall of Fame and all that business, and it seemed like his father just was there. He really didn't seem very impressed by his kid, and he never gave him the satisfaction of suggesting that he had done well. And, you'd think, Junior Seau, a big, strong guy, why would he give a fuck? Well, he did. It really was upsetting
him. I wish I had a father.
And he grew up super poor, and then his family of, all these people,
leeches.
Wanted money. Just a leech fest. Like, people constantly asking for money. And then he's blowing it out his ass playing cards in Las Vegas and asking for these huge markers and calling people overnight for more money because he's got CTE. And that's one of the things that happens is you don't have the same impulse control.
Mm-hmm. I ended up going online because I had no idea where Oceanside is, which is where he lived, grew up, and then killed himself.
Yeah,
which led
and
to
where
me,
he drove off the cliff too, trying to kill himself before he killed himself.
Well, and to that point, it led me to looking at home prices for those homes.
Why not?
Right on the cliff. I don't know why.
It's always fun to do.
I guess that's why I was bored, and then I was just captivated by, hey, how much are those homes worth? Those condos right on the water.
I always feel like
there's no beach. I didn't know what they'd be more or less.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was a price in front of every house for what the owner paid for it? Shouldn't that be part of
home ownership? Isn't that why Zillow's so popular?
There kind of is. Yeah.
Do a lot of people use Zillow? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, to check on family and friends' Zillow address?
No, I never thought to do that until you did.
You know what? It is really fun when you're wondering how much your friend's house costs, but you don't want to ask.
Oh.
The polite thing to do is go on Zillow and find out without asking.
You did that in front of me, too. Like,
everybody does it.
Wait, did I do it to your house?
Yeah, I think you did. Look up my
house. I think you were debating the value of it.
Yes.
So I asked you for your address.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great because,
that was kind of rude of me.
And it's turning on you,
Trudy.
You should be with Drew and fight your house.
Turn on it. Does Zillow know your house turned on you?
I don't think so.
They don't know my house turned on me either. Judging from they say it's worth $330,000.
This place?
Yeah.
On Zillow, do you get like stars? Can you get like 5 stars or... like on
Review
Amazon?
Someone's house. Why? Because yours we get one?
Mine we get one.
Such a dick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My house is a flaming dick.
Has it turned on you lately, or is it in remission?
There was something the other day. Oh, I don't. I was just, you know, flushing the toilet, and the handle comes disconnected.
What?
And it's like there's no good time to fix that either.
No, it's annoying.
Yeah, little things you can just connect it back up. But it happened twice in one night. Oh. Like, done with my house.
Yeah, I'd use another bathroom.
I usually
just forever.
Why not?
I usually wait till about eight of bathroom. Those things have happened, and then Rob comes over and does them all. He's here for like 2 days.
I know. I need to call Rob again too.
Oh, by the way, thank you to all the people who've congratulated me on the tire.
Yes,
I changed a tire successfully.
Well done.
You know what it reminded me of? I was watching the NoFX documentary, the punk band, who've been around for, you know, 33 years, something like that. And they just get bigger. And they've got a couple documentaries, and they are so funny. They're the funniest guys. They're one of these bands. You know, you talk about separating art from
the artist. Yeah.
From the artist. And they're one of those bands that I'm starting to like the art more because I like the artist so much. They're so funny. And Fat Mike, who's the guy that writes most of the songs, plays guitar. And I do like punk rock, and they are punky. They're in Peru or somewhere in South America. I can't remember exactly. And he gets up early. This guy parties so much, by the way. Somebody has to hold his drugs for him so he doesn't take too many.
That's sort
of the band rule. I mean, this guy's like 52, 53 years old. I mean, he's crazy. Anyway, he's up till some insane hour, and he decides, I'm going to go get some breakfast. And he leaves the hotel like 7:30, and he's just kind of wandering around. And some guy comes by on a bicycle and grabs his phone out of his hand and rides away.
Oh, my God.
And Fat Mike keeps telling people the story. Anyone he can tell the story to, he tells them. And at one point he says, I keep telling this story. Nobody seems very amazed by it. And finally tells this group of ladies from Texas in the bar about it. And they're like, oh, my God. And he's like, finally, the reaction I wanted. And that was how I felt about changing my tire. I kept telling the story, and nobody's really that amazed by it. But it felt
why
like...
you change those tires so fast?
Because you're a guy. You're supposed to know how to do that.
I know how to do it, but I didn't want to do it. And the jack was... The lug nut was attached to the jack, and it was hard to get it off.
Oh,
and
I know.
Then there was the anti-theft attachment, and I had trouble finding it, and it was on and on, and I really felt like I used every brain. So I felt like MacGyver changing my tire. And I really
persevered.
I wanted someone to tell me what a great job I did. Now people are congratulating me, and I'm very humbled. It hasn't sunk in exactly how big an achievement this is yet, but eventually.
We're all proud of you.
It'll sink in.
We're all very, very proud.
I know.
It's a tough thing in the face of adversity. You kept moving forward.
I did.
To accomplish your goal.
And it was only, the only reason I did it was because roadside service was like 2 hours away. And I was like, I'm going to sit under this overpass with cars just wailing by me. And I was close to the road.
Yeah.
How many people were involved in the said, you should give an acceptance speech for changing your tire and thank all the people that helped you?
I would really thank Steve Gabara and Dan from Zot Ford. I would like to thank both of them. Steve was on the golf course in Scottsdale. And he
Thank you, Steve.
He reached out to Dan. I hate that term, reaching out.
Sent him a text.
Dan, I spoke to Dan twice. Once to find out how to get the lug nuts separated, and then once to find out about the anti-theft attachment.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, Dan and Steve. Matt Riley, also like to thank Matt. he tried to locate someone to take care of this for me and was unsuccessful.
Wow.
I also called Bell Tire and asked if they had any roadside service, and they did not.
No.
And they said they kind of said, I don't think anybody's going to be there very fast. And they were right.
Here's one of the messages you left.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here. I am so fucked.
Somehow I found my inner MacGyver.
After your inner MacGruber.
Yeah, your inner MacGruber.
My inner MacGruber.
Good job.
Worked out okay.
Wow. When they told you what to do, you said,
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
I'm impressed, though, because when you're at a dead stop on a freeway, that's a pretty frightening scene, let alone to get out of your car and change
your
tire.
I was close to the Coolidge exit, so cars were coming over to the right lane. I'm thinking, my emergency lights are on, so obviously I have a flat tire. Well, why do you have to come over so soon? Can't you move over like I'm a cop?
Didn't you have the flare in the back of your car that you had when the winter weather got so bad and you put flares back there to...
No flares. No flares were in use.
Do you have flares?
No one has flares.
No. They always suggest that, but
it's just what the paper and the news tells you when the weather gets cold so they can fill 2 minutes of air time.
I've never got... Where do you get flares, for Christ's sake?
In the back of your car.
Oh, they're always there.
So he's been there.
There are emergency kits that they sell.
Yeah. Right.
Cars like to put in the trunk, and they have flares in them.
Has anyone ever bought one besides survivalists?
My dad had one.
Yeah. I've gotten those as like Christmas presents.
Good job.
And they stay in the back of my vehicle, and then, I don't know, 4 years later, I always go and open them and see what it is. And it's like Band-Aids that are now old, you know, 4 or 5 years old.
Don't stick.
I don't think I've ever seen flares.
Band-Aids.
Yeah. But
is there water somewhere in there?
No, but they'll have like little mini cones that you can get, and then of course they'll have the jumper cables.
Oh yeah, a blanket.
Like I didn't see a blanket in there. Ooh. I'll have to check. I have one in my truck now, and I haven't opened it in 2 or 3 years.
Well, yeah, once again,
check that.
Yeah. Once again, couldn't you just walk somewhere that has all that stuff? I mean, we live in a city, or whatever. You're not going to any rural area. You might, Brandon, but not Drew.
And it seems a little. I don't know. I think somebody's making a lot of money on emergency kits. And
they are useless.
They get opened up as often as Brandon opens it up, man, just to see what's in there.
I would love it if there's a Christmas flare
in there. Oh, boy.
Only if it's the kind you can shoot in the air.
Yeah.
Not one you have
a Roman candle?
Yeah, right.
Exciting.
So today they announced the 100 most influential people, Time Magazine.
Really?
And I always am more interested not in who's on the list, but like who doesn't belong on the list that's on the list, and how hard do they try to, you know, be inclusive, which of course the cover is 4 women, 2 guys, 3 people of color, 1 Asian. There are no white men on the cover, so they were getting
nothing without my following.
Wait, why isn't Bezos on there?
I don't know. They were being lauded though for their inclusion, and it's like, but I'm not included. I'm a white man. There's no one like me on that cover. It's not inclusive.
White men are poison these days.
I know they are. Yeah. We really are the shit. And I mean the shit, not the shit. You guys are the shit. No, not that.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, of course, Trump, Pelosi, AOC, The Rock, Gaga, Sandra Oh is in there. I kind of...
Sandra Oh everywhere now.
She's really
all of a sudden
influencing people. Taylor Swift, Gail King...
Hmm. Well, because she interviewed R. Kelly.
That was a good interview.
One interview? People are really influenced? See, I mean, people are going, oh my God, Gail King's had so much effect on me. She talked to R. Kelly. I changed my ways.
Because she didn't flinch.
She's still Oprah's friend, isn't she? Would she be?
She's getting paid now.
No, I think Gail's, I like Gail. But 100, with the 100.
How can we be disrespectful to Oprah?
100 most influential people?
Yeah, no way.
Okay, here's, so you know, Amelia Clark, Glenn Close, the Pope, Brie Larson, Tiger Woods.
Amelia Clark from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Why is that influential? Because we saw her nude?
She's the mother of dragons, Dick.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, sorry to interrupt this thought, but Fender has released 3 Game of Thrones themed guitars, and they had Tom Morello and Scotty Ian of Anthrax play them. What? It was cool.
Well, you know, they play guitars all the time on Game of Thrones.
I'm not sure.
The only person who's
Game of Thrones guitars? Did they even have guitars then?
No, the only one I can remember playing a guitar on the show was when Ed Sheeran was on.
Yeah.
And he didn't get one.
And they just kind of, that last episode, they pretty much just said that Ed Sheeran's character got his face burned off by the dragons. Yeah, I did get, for my birthday this past weekend, I got a Monopoly Game of Thrones edition. So.
Nice.
It's everywhere.
All right,
looks
so
like that might be fun.
The rest of the influential is LeBron, right. Spike Lee, Rami Malek. Rami Malek?
Why? Because he won an award.
He played Freddie Mercury. Shouldn't Freddie Mercury be on the list?
Yeah.
List
Robert Mueller, Ariana Grande,
what?
The donut licking. You know, Mac Miller. Okay. Oh, I guess her concert was bombed, so maybe that makes her influential.
Wow.
Khalid, but then there's a few in there where you just go, get out of here, Chrissy Teigen.
What?
100 most influential people?
Lord.
Really?
Meh.
Chrissy Teigen?
Cookbooks.
Mm. Well, she's got a very active Twitter account.
Is that why? Because she's
I'm sure
influencer.
Yeah.
Oh, please. They're bigger influencers. How about one of the Kardashians, 120 million?
You know what? Anytime she tweets something that's political or in that realm, it gets repeated all the time. Because
I've never heard anyone say, did you hear Chrissy Teigen tweeted?
No, but there's always news stories about it.
Yeah, you have, because you brought it up. Remember when she had the picture of breastfeeding the doll? That was a big story.
I don't even remember it, but is that really make her one of the most 100 influential people in the world?
Didn't this survey used to be based on people's like service to the world or...
Yeah, it was a pretty stiff list back in the day.
Right.
Joanna and Chip Gaines, Fixer Uppers.
Get out of here.
What?
Wow.
What?
Time's really reaching.
They have the best publicists because they're everywhere.
They are. You're right. Christine Blasey Ford?
You know what, though? I understand why she's on there.
I don't.
Really?
No, I don't. Because she had nothing to prove her claim, first of all.
But she came forward.
Absolutely nothing. She came forward.
People were empowered by that.
Because
he's on the list, too. Kavanaugh's on the list, as he should be.
Well, he's a Supreme Court justice.
Sure. That was a huge news story this year. And would it be a huge news story without either one of them? No.
Are they ranked?
For something that happened in high school that she had no backup for whatsoever. And I'm not saying nothing happened, but it just, I don't know. I just call her one of the most influential people in the world.
People were moved by it.
Yeah, I guess some people were.
Why is Jane Goodall?
I don't know.
She's in the leaders area. Did she?
Why? What is
by,
she
by the way, how can Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford? Doesn't seem like one or the other should be on.
Ooh, what if they have to share a cover?
No, neither one of them made the cover.
Well, no, it's not determined yet, right? It's just the list of possible.
Oh, I thought it was the 100 most influential.
It is the 100 most. It's not the man of the year.
Oh, that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry,
person of the year.
How sexist of me.
Trudy, can you take care of that?
Absolutely.
And
you know who the most influential person on the podcast might be? One of them, besides Drew, would be Stephen Gabara. And our friends Ed Zottler.
Or if you need a tire changed.
And DealsInTheD.com, they're excited to celebrate spring by offering you 5 new Fords under $100 a month. 5 brand new Ford vehicles with lower payments than most people's cell phone bills. The 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid, as low as $77 a month. Lease the all-new 19 Ford EcoSport, as low as $81 a month. Then there is the all-wheel drive Ford Escape.
How do you get a car for $81 a month?
$82 a month. I know. Wow. That just blows my mind. The brand-new 19 Ford Edge SEL, as low as $93 a month. And the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT four-wheel drive, as low as $98 a month. So that's a whole truck. Yeah. Sounds too good to be true? Well, drag your ass to Zott, Ford, and Holly and see for yourself. Plus, Maz, Gary, and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will be excited to see you.
And get an autograph.
And everybody could see you, and you could see them if you have Yaldo Eye Center.
What a segue. Very good segue.
Because
the sponsor now, the title sponsor of the Red Shovel Network.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yaldo all in on the Red Shovel. Drew and Mike Sporter for the last 15 months now decided to sponsor the entire Red Shovel Network, as Mark just said. Yaldo says he's been privileged to have given custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants to so many Drew and Mike listeners that he wants to support Charlie Lidoff's No BS News, No Filter Sports with Eli, Denny, and Bob, and ML's Soul of Detroit with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's leading LASIK surgery with over 30,000 procedures performed. His CAT system is the world's most advanced, and multifocal implants, the Rolls-Royce answer for people 50-plus who want to eliminate reading glasses and get 20/20 distance vision for life and also be done with all of it at that point.
Yes.
And me.
You.
I know how LASIK changed my life. Also sponsored by Dr. Yaldo on Wheels starting this week.
Man, you're one busy person, Drew.
Leading people in by the hand because they need him. In life, you look for what works, whether it's custom LASIK, the remarkable multifocal implants, or getting great designer frames from Dr. Yaldo's optical department. It's worked for all of our loyal listeners and for some of us. Get a free evaluation to celebrate his belief in Red Shovel. Get up to half off custom LASIK until May 15th. Call 800-398-EYES. That's 800-398-EYES. Or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. Want to read Luke, Drew? Back just in time?
Sure, I'll read Luke.
There you go.
I was just absorbing
it's the tiny print.
I think I have PTSD from the tire, and I'm kind of just taking it all in.
Are you trying to hydrate? Are you keeping
yes,
hydrating?
I am hydrating.
Are you okay?
I'm getting there. I'm getting over it. It helps to have all the kind words have really helped. And the prayers from people.
Thoughts and prayers.
I swear, prayer. People asking for prayers. If someone isn't
selfish.
A health issue, like Jesse Smollett thanking people for prayers, what, praying that they'll drop the charges?
Yeah.
Praying that they'll believe the lie?
He didn't do it, man.
I saw that guy win his championship fight, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he fought back.
Oh, the trainer? Yeah.
Yeah. The Unsundario brother.
That guy, guy sucker punched him, and Smollett did not fall down.
And he fought back.
I don't think so.
He punched him.
Yeah,
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
He ran away.
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
I had another, while I was walking around, I had another exciting thought. If Christine Blasey Ford, if, let's just say that Trump nominated a judge who was the same person in Christine Blasey's life and they were pro-abortion, would she have spoken up? Yeah, because Kavanaugh was pro-life.
Pro-choice. Okay.
Oh, yeah, pro-choice.
Yeah. Pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion.
Yay, abortion.
Kill them all!
Pro-abortion, yeah. Pro-abortion.
Yeah, sure.
I understand there's a difference in the nomenclature, but I meant...
She might.
I think she would have. Mainly because one of her statements, believe her if you want to or don't, but she said, I'm not saying he shouldn't have the job or he should have the job. I'm just telling the story.
I really felt that most
I did think
most
her story
people,
got hijacked by a lot of people for their own political purposes.
Well, but her friend didn't back her.
Yeah, but
the one person that could have made it a much more powerful story said, I have no recollection.
Well, no recollection is not backing someone.
Well,
she had no recollection. I mean, it happened so long ago.
I don't think she was exactly saying she had no recollection. She apologized, but she just didn't remember. It just doesn't. If a friend of mine was assaulted when I was, and I had a friend who was assaulted, actually, I just don't think I would forget that. And I'm not saying she's you know, I'm trying to be politically correct here. I'm not saying that it did or it didn't happen. I don't know because I wasn't there. But there was a lot of politicizing going on there. And I think the main thing, much like the kids from Covington, was that they didn't like his politics.
Yeah.
Because everyone on the right supported Brett Kavanaugh and everyone on the left supported Christine Blasey Ford. Yeah. How does that happen?
That's what I mean about her story getting hijacked.
It's political bullshit.
Well, but you do have to wonder if she felt as strongly as all of her supporters did about Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court justice. She said as much, though. She supported Democratic candidates.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I just think it's an interesting... It's unanswerable.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, I don't think it's worth it for her to come forward then.
She's never coming forward again.
No.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
She got up there. She was attacked way before she...
Yeah, that's what
spoke.
I mean.
What if she popped out and she got like body tied all over the place and Dr. Yaldo, so she didn't wear those goofy glasses?
And she was in Playboy.
Came back and was like super hot.
Like Jessica Hahn gets raped. Playboy.
There you go.
Hey, when life gives you lemons.
Some of you, let's see, have not dealt with your financial future and you're at an age where you should be thinking about it. It really never hurts to think about it too early. You may have kids in. Going to college soon. You may have little kids and you're thinking, oh, college sure is expensive. Maybe I should think about it now. Or maybe you're looking at retirement, life insurance, deferred tax, tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all of your questions and help you plan your future finances. The last thing you want is retirement. It's to have to listen to the juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car. He pays for everything around here. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha! Call Luke at 248-663-4748 to set up a plan to avoid your retirement future collapsing.
Collapsing? Oh, my God.
I know.
Dramatic.
Security Investment Advisory Service, author of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SAPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities, and or marketing names, products, services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
Wow.
Slow down.
About taxes? Chris Cornell story, was that him not? Oh, no, it was Scott Weiland. I'm lumping my dead rock stars together.
That's okay.
Who didn't pay, what did they say, 21 or at least $1 million in taxes.
Really? Well, he was
Cornell
busy.
Didn't. Did he not file?
Or not Cornell, Scott Weiland.
Oh, Scott Weiland.
Yeah, left that behind.
They just busted him?
Yeah. They're looking to recover $800,000.
It takes the IRS
slow down.
A long time.
He's been dead since, what, 2012?
Yeah.
I know.
How'd they get around to that?
I got something. I forgot to turn one, like, 1099 or something in, like, 3 years ago, and it took him a year
You're not a rock star.
He died in 2015.
What? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
He did?
Why do
we talk to him in 2014, 2013? At sports radio.
We did?
Yeah, we talked to him, and he told us about being a quarterback and stuff. That was our sports angle.
Why do I think that he's been dead longer than he's been? Usually it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Maybe we're confusing him with Lane Staley.
It's like weird.
4 years ago.
So are they going to get it out of his widow? Are they going to drag her?
I would assume that's where that needs to, because she probably has the estate, correct?
Yeah.
I wonder what his estate is like, because it's probably not earning a lot of money now, because songwriting does not earn you a lot of money anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They also don't have new material. Their hits end around, what, early 2000s?
He doesn't really have an image thing like Elvis or Marilyn Monroe.
During the time of his death, his estimated net worth was $2
million. Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I am too.
Wow. Well, he did blow a lot of money out of his ass.
Heroin's not that expensive.
There's a lot of messy things associated with it.
Well, remember, too, he was touring a lot.
So yeah. Smaller venues,
trying to
too.
That's what I mean. He must have been trying to recoup a lot of that money.
Yeah, that was a... I reread that book. That was a really, like Junior said, it was a sad book to read. I mean, the guy, he did really try at certain times and was successful, and then when he fell off the wagon, oh, my God, did he fall off the wagon.
According to Mary...
He'd drive around in neighborhoods and get his own, too.
According to his ex-wife, Mary, the estate currently is valued at $1.6 million and has average annual royalties of $265,000.
Well, maybe she can work out a payment plan.
She's low-balling.
Does he have a... didn't he have a second wife?
Isn't she the second wife, Mary?
He had three wives.
Wasn't Mary the model?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he did have one.
Yeah, set his stuff on fire?
Yeah.
Mary was the middle wife, so I'm not sure why she got everything. The most recent wife.
She must have the kids.
Kids, yeah.
Okay. Who was the sour girl? Who was that written about?
I thought that was Mary, but what's the first wife's name? I'm really confused. Boy, I need to get with my Scott Weiland history.
He's been dead for what?
Janina Castaneda. Did we decide? Janina Castaneda. She was from 94 to 2000, and then Mary was from 2000 to 2007.
Mary, the one that burned up his stuff that he got in the fight at the Hard Rock with. Is that Mary?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And then Jamie was his most recent wife from 2013 until his death.
Okay. Well, somebody cough up the 800 grand. That's all I have to say. And I wanted to mention, speaking of business type things, the Miguel Cabrera story that came out yesterday about his bits. His candy. You know, what is it with these? Why these guys making all this money have to, hey, Miguel, I'm your friend and I have a great idea. Let's have a candy.
Candy bars.
It'll only cost a couple million bucks. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, let's have a candy. So he spends over $2 million setting up this company, and they have shareholders and the whole business, and it just goes bloop. Because while he was involved in this mess with the mistress, they said he paid zero attention to bits. And meanwhile, his two buddies that were running it were paid $319,000 a year. They gave themselves a nice little salary.
Why weren't they taken care of at all?
I don't know. I guess they needed his leadership. They needed his business mind.
Yeah. Nice.
And then also they had a swanky office, and money was basically just flowing out of bits, and it didn't seem like anyone was eating bits.
They're just M&M's, aren't they?
I don't know what they are. I have no idea. But
never heard of.
I've never seen them anywhere.
The logo is a crown, which I guess is the triple crown. I don't know.
Cool.
I don't even think his name was on it. But
yeah, it's called Miggy's Bits.
Okay. Has anyone ever seen Miggy's Bits Bits?
No.
Nope.
First of all, the name Bits Bits, they have the plural wrong? Shouldn't it be Bit Bit or Bit Bits?
It's Bit Bits.
Bit Bits, okay.
Which is a stupid name anyway.
It's a really stupid
Miggy's
name.
Balls.
I don't want Bit Bits. I don't even know what it is. So now he's being sued because they really abandoned the business and stopped attending to it. So there's a shareholder lawsuit that want money from Miguel, of course, because he's the only one with money.
Why are there shareholders if Miggy's the one that funded?
I have no idea.
How much capital do they need for this?
But this is one of those things when people wonder, well, how can a guy like Miguel Cabrera be going bankrupt? Because they get involved in dumb businesses that cost lots of money, and they should just go, let's see, I think I'll buy me some McDonald's, I'll buy me some bonds, I'll buy me some Amazon, and just sit and let your money make money the easy way, or just buy all relatively safe vehicles. I mean, when you're making $30 million a year, you don't need to take big chances.
That's not fun.
It's not fun to lose it all either.
Did he have a particular interest in this candy? Like, this is his favorite combination of things? Or
chocolate-covered peanuts?
Why?
Sounds like his friends had interest in running a company with Miggy's money. Wow. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's just
but
deplorable.
Maybe I'm too cynical. So, isn't that a shame?
Your house is being a dick about internet today.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's a dick a lot of times. I mean, this house turned on me.
I haven't seen it like this in a long time.
No, it is. Oh, I see it all the time.
As a matter of fact, Brandon,
come on, your house sucks.
Did you reactivate the network drive? Just click on it. Because I can't access it. Show meeting over.
Sure. Wait, what? Oh, the asshole drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just reactivate it. I didn't want to seem so juvenile that we named our network drive Asshole.
I can't get it to open.
You can't, yeah. Huh. Okay. Hmm.
Wow.
Has anyone heard anything from Coachella?
No, is it done?
News? I thought I had another weekend.
Oh, yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, it does.
But okay. It's the same as last weekend.
Over the holiday, though.
Oh, okay, so it's the same show.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't really talk about this, but they were having an after party. YG was, and there was a drive-by shooting at the after party. So anyway, I'm reading about this story, and then I'm reading this Nipsey Hussle story, and they were sort of suggesting that, well, he may still have had some gang ties, and there may have been some animosity about that. And you know, meanwhile, everything you read about Nipsey Hussle is he's the greatest guy ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more beloved than, I don't know who is more beloved than Nipsey Hussle. And I never really knew much about him. But so I was thinking about him, like, well, why did he get shot? If he's so wonderful, why'd somebody shoot him? What is the story here? And I bumped into this while trying to find out. I bumped into this story about, I think it was hip hop stars who've been murdered.
Oh,
and I'm going through it. Tupac, Biggie, XXXTentacion. This is people who've been shot. Fabulous, Obi Price, Nipsey Hussle. J Master J, 50 Cent, Proof, Lil Wayne shot himself, Timbaland was shot by a coworker, and it just goes on and on and on. And then there's another site, 44 hip-hop rap stars who've been murdered. 44!
Wow.
And so, anyway, how many rock stars have been murdered? John Lennon?
There are
other rock star shootings, no question, because rock stars have shot themselves or, I mean, there are a few.
It's been murdered. Oh, Kurt, of course.
Kurt Cobain shot himself.
He was murdered.
Courtney did it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. As far as shooting other people, though, he was shot by his dad. That's true.
Selena.
Oh.
Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Well, I was a fan. Lennon was a fan, too. I mean, these are people that were shot by, these weren't fans. I mean, in most cases, these were, revenge type things.
They come from a different place.
King Curtis?
But 44? I mean, show me an industry that makes as much money as music, as this music does, where 44 people are murdered. And then all the ones that have shot, and then all the ones that have shot people. Wow. It's kind of a thing.
Sam Cooke?
That's right.
Yeah, he was shot. Although he was, that's a very complicated story.
Yeah,
but he was shot. He was killed.
Who's Rusty Day?
I'm not sure.
and Jaco Pastorius. I don't know who that dude is.
Never heard of him. Either.
Oscar's uncle.
Yes, my lady.
This could be.
Uncle, 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 my lady.
My lady.
So,
shoot me, lady.
I was listening to Disgraceland, which is sort of what got me in this, because Disgraceland is about people in music and crime, or just sort of their crazy backstories. And Disgraceland was talking about Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And his murder, which he was found not guilty of.
Led to a great song, though.
And in Disgraceland, they were talking about how what a pimp he was. And I've, you know, because I'm not a huge fan of Snoop Dogg, I didn't realize that he started pimping after he became a star.
Well, remember, he was a star when he was so young. He was on that.
Come on, nephew.
But tell me, if you're selling millions of records, are you then going to recruit women to be prostitutes? I mean, that seemed like a... It seems like a...
A little more credibility at that point. Cashing in.
You know, maybe it's just all about street cred. I don't know, but I just didn't know that. I thought when he talked about being a pimp, I thought that was before... You know, like a lot of these guys have dealt drugs or something, but it's usually when they're young and they just are trying to make it...
He was 17 when he got famous.
Yeah, but look at when... Listen to Disgraceland.
Don't get me wrong. It's stupid that
thought,
he did it.
I thought it was very surprising. I don't know what else, what other term to use for it. I mean, he was touring with big acts. He had been on Dr. Dre's album. He had his own album. They both blew up. And he decides he's going to be a pimp.
Hey. And he's legit, too. There are people who claim to be pimps.
Because he
not.
Met Bishop Don Magic Juan. Remember that when he was hanging out with Bishop Don?
I don't know that much about him. Honestly,
he did a couple of the Girls Gone Wild videos.
I had no idea he was a pimp after he was successful. I had no idea. I don't know that much about him.
And now everyone loves him.
Yeah,
it's really kind of a remarkable thing.
Well, that you know, when he just had that thing about sending the Lakers back to Africa or something.
What?
Yeah, remember he said after they lost to somebody or they didn't make the playoffs, he said. Send those guys back to Africa. And, yeah, everybody thought that was really funny.
It is funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, too. But if he says it's funny, I guess. He can say almost anything.
Yeah, because he's black.
Yeah, you're super mad about the double standards.
Well, no, some black people were very angry.
Oh, but
really?
He's still accepted into,
get mad at Snoop.
You know, everyday culture. He called the game for the L.A. Kings.
Oh, that was funny. That was great.
Yeah.
No, he generally is a really funny guy. I don't even...
I'm not saying y'all sports center tonight.
I'm not saying I dislike him. I was just saying, I just thought, wait a second. Why would you start pimping chicks? why would you do that?
He's got a partnership with Martha Stewart now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a show together.
They're both criminals.
He really can almost work with anybody.
Martha Stewart likes him.
Push it. Run the weave. Come on now.
She's a felon, an ex-con. So.
Yeah. So the... as far as outrage, there is new outrage. There's always outrage, but it's almost a daily phenomenon. And one of the day's outrages is over a basketball player. And her name is Breanna Stewart. She's a WNBA star, and she went overseas to play basketball because the WNBA pays her so poorly, she has to play in the off season. To make any money.
I really wish you were downstairs yesterday before the show started when we were talking about this. Remember, Brandon? Do you remember?
I don't.
Someone facetiously said, oh, no, Breanna Stewart's going to be out for the whole WNBA season.
I know.
And then someone else started talking about them like they knew a lot about her, to which the original person who said, oh, my God, she's going to be out the whole season, just stared at that person and said, I was joking.
I don't even know who Breanna Stewart. I don't even know who the hell she is.
She went to UConn and yeah.
Okay,
she was
whatever.
The player
so
of the year.
Can I guess
I don't
the
think
outrage?
She's on the tip of the tongue of most people that like
of course
to watch
not.
Sports.
Can I guess the outrage?
Sure,
because she had to go overseas to play, and now
yes, because if she were a
she
male,
got hurt here.
If she was a man, though, she would make enough money in the WNBA that she wouldn't have to go to overseas to play basketball to make money. And most of the men have it in their contracts that they can't play in the off season. But poor Breanna because they pay her so badly, she has to go to Europe to make money.
Then don't play in the WNBA then. Just
that's
kind
of what I said.
Stay
it's a charity league. I mean, you cannot get mad at the players. The players, it's a charity league. You're lucky you're paid what you're paid.
What a stupid argument.
If they didn't have money from the NBA, they wouldn't fly. They wouldn't have stay in nice hotels.
Oh, how greedy. Can't support how greedy itself. Is she?
Well, it was other. It was really. Leagues. I don't know that she said anything. There was just outrage on her behalf. Like, this is bullshit. Pay equity is the term that was being used.
They're
the
not
WNBA
they're not
needs
equal,
pay
though.
Equity.
Those
no
leagues
they,
aren't equal.
Well, yeah. If you want to make it a bigger charity league, you'd have to set up a huge GoFundMe to create pay equity. I mean, that'd be the biggest GoFundMe possibly ever.
That's the dumbest thing.
Because it's a charity league already. So,
well, if there are people packed in the stands, though, it might change things up a bit.
Yeah, but nobody wants
but
to see
the
it.
League is 22 years old, and the stands are not packed. So, in fact, they're very unpacked. And, in fact, they couldn't rent those arenas if it wasn't for NBA money to help them along. How long, by the way, can you be a charity league? That just goes on forever and ever and ever? They keep pretending that it's going to become equal to men someday and make a lot of money?
I'm amazed that they can make money playing in Russia, in China, in Europe, that those female leagues are that big.
I thought the same thing. Well, they don't pay that much. They pay a little. They
a
pay
lot more.
They
though,
pay more. Here. Well, not a, when you say a lot. What do you mean?
Oh, I think they can make almost double in another league.
Oh, double! But you're talking about 200,000 versus 100,000.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm just surprised that those apparently they get fans.
I know. I believe me. I didn't understand it either. But
I mean, China. I guess that makes sense. But
and at the top of the second half, it's 16-9. Easton leads the scoring with four,
and that's why she commands $7,000 a year. These gals sure do make it look difficult.
But is having this minor skill worth being so unattractive? That's for the fan to decide.
Yay! The fan.
God, he's brutal.
Oh boy. And then also outrage in Laguna Beach. Because the police cars there have incorporated the American flag into the sign on the side of the police car.
What's wrong with that?
Trudy.
I thought it was America.
America.
I said the same thing myself, and they said that...
Isn't this America? I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
It's threatening to immigrants, and it's racist, because America's racist.
Wait, wrong. The American flag is racist?
Apparently, according to the outraged...
wrong.
Yeah, they don't like the police cars. Now, the police say that no one has ever complained to them, but apparently,
really
I'm not sure where the outrage comes from, but there is outrage.
Huh. Red, white, and blue.
And I find
fake.
Myself saying,
it's gotta be.
I don't know. Well, let me look up the story. Wait, is that from you, Brandon?
Possibly. I know I saw the story. I'm not
was there
sure
prep today?
There was.
Was Laguna Beach police in it?
Did you read my prep? I'm not 100% sure if I included that one in my prep.
Wait, if you don't know, why am I supposed to know?
Because I don't think I did because I saw you tweet it, and so I figured I didn't want to, you know, send you a story you've already read.
Oh, what about Trudy?
I figured you'd bring it up and...
Well, I would have it, but there's no internet. It would
be nice if you...
What is going on to this?
No.
It's gracious.
What is in the Brandon prep today? There was a short prep.
It's all old
series.
Shut up, Mark.
Oh.
Most of it was old.
God, you didn't brutal. Ignore it?
No, I read it every day.
No, you don't.
Let's see. Big Magic
Magic Johnson taking over the state fairgrounds.
I know,
like
but there was a
ago.
New there was a new story about it. The
Supreme
Michigan
Court was yesterday. Oh, the Kim Fox
such
thing's
a
new.
Dick.
I found that very interesting.
Kim Fox was busted for meddling.
You know, Kim Fox is so fucked. I honestly, I don't even know how she can still hold a job because. She did not recuse herself. She's writing emails to the people who are involved saying that she's comparing Jesse Smollett to R. Kelly, saying, one's a pedophile, one's a washed-up star who lied to the police.
What? Wouldn't that... So why let him go? Or, I mean, was she minimizing him?
She
because...
was saying he was overcharged.
Oh.
But she was recused. I thought she recused. I thought you recused yourself.
That's why he went to a grand jury.
Yeah, the grand jury
the ones that
indicted
yeah.
him and 16 charges. So Kim Fox knows better, apparently, than the grand jury. And she, even though she recused herself because she was in contact with the family and friends of the family, she still was trying to influence the person taking the case. And by the way, she should have recused her entire office.
You know what sucks is that R. Kelly's now going to use this. to show that they're biased against.
Oh, he's got. He also has Avenatti, who is completely compromised now.
Yeah.
Blah.
Good job, Fox.
My buddy's been sending me pictures of Sirius XM, the channel 49, which is heart and soul. They've been playing a lot of Jesse Smollett lately.
Really?
He's made it onto their rotation. So he's sending me screenshots whenever he's playing.
Why is he listening to that station?
No, he's got the whole lineup of different stations. But I was just surprised. I didn't know anybody was playing that garbage music.
Should we call them and see why they haven't made a stand?
They stand with him.
Yeah, well, that's clear. Well, he wasn't charged with anything. They were all dropped. He's innocent.
Just like that lady at the whatever the awards were. I stand with Jesse Smollett.
Image awards.
I never really knew what she meant by that.
One story that was in my prep that was kind of interesting was that, you know, we talked about that guy who had that big bet on Tiger Woods.
Yeah, the netted him, what, 1.2?
Yeah, really? He made a ton of money off of Tiger Woods' victory. Well, he spoke too soon because now everybody dug up his past and he's like...
What, any bad tweets?
No, he's got like a history of domestic violence and he's just got a criminal
record.
What,
so he's not allowed to collect his bet?
Right.
I don't understand. What's the point?
He's a bastard.
What exactly is the point of that?
People are.
Why are they doxing him? I mean,
shitting all over him.
So what if he's a dick? That's not part of the story.
Yeah, the story was he made the money, but everybody had to go figure it out that he's been an asshole in the past.
Righteous Rick should be here soon, right?
Yeah, he just texted me.
Okay.
He actually texted me earlier. Let's see. He said, I'll see you guys at 2:45-ish. Hey, man, some of these guys are taking this way too serious with the nasty threats, and I'm tired of it.
Who's threatening him?
I don't know. I have to fight and defend myself from all the harsh shit. Funny and fun is cool, but threats are on.
But that's what he's built to do.
Ellipses.
He hasn't gotten threats. The greatest reaction online.
Well, no, because he's trying to extort Aaron Carter. I wouldn't expect it. Go, Rick!
Not only that, but
I got to tell you, I would kind of like to suggest to him that, you know, you really think, first of all, there's no money in it, in my opinion. Is there really money? Does anyone care about Aaron Carter?
I could see someone paying him something to run a story in the Inquirer.
Maybe a lot of money? I don't think so. I can't see a lot of people going, cheer about Aaron Carter. Oh, my God.
No, but it's another story.
Aaron Carter's already in so much shit.
But blackface photos always make the news.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
Jackson, if there's Jackson stuff.
Passé now.
Really? It's okay? Is it okay?
No, I just
when
don't
is
think
it okay?
I don't think it's a
Yeah, Trudy, totally okay. Let's see those pictures of you and as Tina.
I don't know if there are any.
As you as Tina Turner?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, there's only one thing to do now, and that's to recreate them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Right.
Let me try.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Rick should be here soon, though.
Dennis DeYoung checked in on the Notre Dame fire.
What?
Notre Dame.
You know what's funny? A lot of celebrities are checking in, and I've come to find out, and there's someone locally that did it. It's really so they can show off their pictures from when they were there.
I know. Exactly that.
Someone locally showed a video from when they were there.
Yeah, well,
I saw it.
It is a way to tell people that you went, I suppose.
Mark told me he went.
I didn't share any pictures with you, but I will. You know what I mean?
Notre Dame has raised, I think it's over $700 million.
$1 billion
now. Oh, $1 billion. Okay. Wow. The three black churches that burned have a GoFundMe that's at $700,000. I don't think they're, you know, the one thing I objected to about the story was that the three churches were not worth $1 billion. I mean, they were nice churches,
which
I'm sure.
Which one has more cultural...
And value. I mean, do we need $700 million for those three churches? No, you couldn't build $700 million worth of stuff on the properties.
I do find hilarious about the Notre Dame thing is that nobody gave a shit before it was on fire. I mean, it was a total dump, and they were trying to raise like $20 million just to redo. That's why there was all the scaffolding there.
Oh,
they burned it on purpose.
So much so that they came to America to find rich people that were in love with France to donate money. No, you know, the country was like, we all know the business.
That seems to be the biggest argument, though, Mark, is people are upset that they're donating to Notre Dame, that the White House has pledged that they were going to help out Notre Dame. When we have issues like those churches, we have issues like Flint, and we should probably pay for our shit first.
Well, I do agree with that 100%. I mean, I don't think the U.S. hasn't put any number or money forward, have they?
No, they just pledged.
They just said help. Yeah. I mean, that can mean anything.
Is there a boner line, Brandon?
No.
Well, on the boner line.
Sick the other day. I have 100 calls. I have 100 calls I have to dump down and then edit through. So
it's going to be one hell of a boner line when it happens.
Probably a couple of them.
Well, plus the studio was occupied earlier today, so.
Yeah, it's Mark's fault.
Not my fault. It's part of the network, my man.
When is the new Soul Detroit show happening?
Well, it happened. When is when public?
Yeah, when is it available?
Soon.
Okay.
I got a full plate over here.
Again, this is well-oiled machine.
Slow down.
By tomorrow, by tonight. Oh, boy. Yeah, by tonight.
Why don't you say by tomorrow?
By tomorrow.
Okay. Elric and Jim Schaefer, the 10-year anniversary of the Pulitzer for the Kwame story.
And they are a lot like the Moody Blues. They don't want to talk about winning the award. They're very humble about it.
Really? Why?
I don't think you'd go
braggadocious.
We are so great, but they won. It's a fact.
You will
they
all
won.
Get Pulitzer Prizes. They should. Okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes.
I would think they'd be happy about it. There's no crime in winning a Pulitzer.
Huge. Yeah. But they have some
I guess
good
if you
story.
Win something big, you just have to be cool.
Gracious.
Yeah. It was cool seeing those two talk about it, though.
Yeah,
it's
no.
A partnership, man.
They were, because I wasn't sure if Jim was going to do it or not, but I was glad he came. It was great to see him.
Aretha just won one, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's done some great investigative work.
I don't know why she
won. Want a Pulitzer? You have a Pulitzer. I don't want no Pulitzer.
Why did she win it?
Why are you Pulitzing me?
For her contributions to American music and culture for more than 5 decades.
Is that when you get
a Pulitzer?
A Pulitzer Prize for that?
She won it.
Wait, I thought it was for some deep story that you write.
I think the Pulitzer is broken down into several categories.
Yeah.
And this one is specific for the special awards and citation.
Did they really have Aretha in mind when they came up with that award? Just like the Congressional Medal of Honor. Were they really thinking of Tiger Woods 2 years after he didn't know what state he was in?
Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Driving his car, the 100 horse.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
By the way, I did read Brandon's prep, and the picture of Jamie Jungers... Tiger's babe was arrested for heroin and speed.
Hey.
But he just won. You know what?
Mark, I did say that this is old. I said,
is the mugshot old?
The mugshot is from.
Story is, yeah.
This past fall.
No, not the story. Is the mugshot old?
It's from like November.
I hadn't seen the mugshot.
There's a whole
video. Mugshot, by the way, she looks like if you put his mugshot and hers next to each other, they look like a perfect couple. They both look so zoned out.
Didn't Dog the Bounty Hunter guy, isn't he the one that tracked her down?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And I think this would be a really hot story. I don't know why somebody doesn't do it right now. Is where Tiger Sluts, where are they now?
That's why I found it, because I wanted to do a where are they now?
Can't you see them just splashed like all over the SI cover, like you know, one girl is
like
doing
a swimsuit
this,
issue.
Doing that. Yeah, or the Where Are They Now? The Where Are They Now issues in SI, they always have, you know, little pictures of all these different people all around the center, and maybe the star in the center would be Rachel Uchitel or something.
That's what I was looking through rankings. I wanted to see. I Googled ranking Tiger's mistresses, and I can only find 15. And we all know there's a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. There's some probably stories, over 100.
Yeah, there's some stories that say there's upwards to 120.
Hello, friends. Really? We're here ranking the women of Tiger Woods.
Most of the ranks either put Jamie Jungers at number one or Rachel Uchitel.
I go with Uchitel.
So it needs to be updated. Rachel Uchitel is now married. And raising a family of her
own. Does that disqualify her? Or
Mindy Lawton, meanwhile, is still working at Perkins.
Is she really?
I don't know. I have no, why would I? How would I know that? Corey Wrist has started using her new nickname.
Corey Wrist me off.
There was another one that was so hot. I can't remember her name.
I tell you, Rachel, I think she is so smoking hot.
Oh, she absolutely is. And then there's Jungers. Who's the other Jamie Grubbs?
Grubbs.
How's
Grubster?
She, her of the voicemail, huge quickly.
Wow.
Where's the full list, Brandon?
She looks really out of it, man.
That's that's why I came across this mugshot, was because I was looking this up, and there's Veronica Subic Daniels, who's also known as Jocelyn James, Jamie Grubbs, Rachel Uchitel, Holly Sampson.
Who's Holly Sampson?
Mindy Lawton, Jamie Jungers, Kalika Mokin. There's one girl I need to find, because she
Where's Righteous Rick, by the way?
He texted me and said, be there shortly.
He was supposed to be here at 2:45.
Sorry, I'm late. Traffic was terrible.
Said, see.
What time is a 2:45 interview?
2:36. See you on a bit.
3 o'clock.
Slow down.
Where I estimate. Are you?
How much money?
And by the way, we're putting the egg timer on Righteous Rick.
Your segment
are,
is getting cut.
People are not crazy about long, long Righteous Rick segments.
Well, we just want to see the phone.
I'm not crazy about them either. They tend to go too longer than anyone wants
smart
them to
guy
go.
That, Rick.
Did I give him the wrong address?
Oh.
Well, that would be the best. I should have.
I think you would have heard from him about that. Had you done that?
I don't want to get de-pantsed.
Well, I was asking about the boner line because I want to rush off to 7-Eleven because I didn't have a chance to before the show.
We can stop. This is a podcast.
We don't have to stop.
Well, I mean, we could.
No, we don't have to stop. I don't think we should stop because we are. Oh, we Rick, do have time pressure today. Oh, is he back here?
He wrote back, combing, C-O-M-M-I-N-G.
Combing.
Where are you? Where are
you? Why do you talk that way?
Oh, did you see the obituary for the guy who wrote Pizza Pizza?
Yeah.
Fred Yaffe.
Oh, the advertising agency guy?
Yeah, I think it's Fred Yaffe, right? Yeah.
I think Jim Schaefer wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did he?
I believe he did.
Oh, that's nice. That's a really...
Were you going to rag on it until Drew
no,
told
no,
you
no,
that?
He was like a madman, though, you know, like an advertising genius
man.
Who came up with art fan slogans and Faygo and all of those great Detroit area products. And the Pizza Pizza thing was him, too.
Yeah, Little Caesars had, I mean, they always made hay with their slogans. They sure spent a lot of money. I mean, they pounded them home.
I'm pretty sure I met this dude before.
Really?
What?
Yes. I'm pretty sure I met this dude when Drew gave me tickets to go to a Tigers game.
Oh, in the Champions Club?
Yes.
Oh, he gave me Tom's tickets.
Because we ended Tom's tickets. Because I'm almost 100% sure it's him. He had a ring on, a big championship ring.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, hey, were you a part of the teams? And we talked to him for a long time. He just said, I'm a big old friend of the Illiches.
Right.
I helped him out on the business side. And so,
I think
he got a ring for that.
By the way, in the Champions Club last night, Tom Mazzaway assaulted the buffet. assaulted it. He went back.
They were Me Too'd?
3 times. Then he got ice cream. He didn't like the coffee ice cream, so he went back and got something else. And then there was consideration to taking something to go.
Oh, my
which,
God.
He always does.
He's the only person in Champions Club history that has taken food to go. I've never seen anyone leave with food. I didn't know that you could. He asked someone, and they were like, whatever, just
if
take
you
the
want
box.
To, weirdo.
Yeah. And he did. He took pizza to go, like, because they bring out pizza in the fifth thing. He took, like, 3 pieces of pizza.
Wow.
So he ate, and he was so happy. I mean, he just, it was like... He would eat a plate, sit there for an inning, go back for another plate. It was just, having food available round the clock was so exciting to him.
Wow. That's, you know
a
what?
Racist.
That is kind of a dream situation, isn't it? To have every kind of food you could possibly want.
I know, it is. I ate a lot,
couple
too.
Of steps away.
I ate almost as much as he did. But then the best part was...
I love how it's like a tasting menu to him. Like, he didn't like one, so he went back and got the other one. And
I think he ate every bit of food he put on his plate. And then as we were going into the game, he said, I got to pick up my press pass. You want to come with me? And I was like,
no. Why do you really have to go with him?
Well, I went with him just to see what it was going to be like because it just felt like a wild goose chase. So we go down to the Tiger's office, and you have to go through a metal detector. And
that's
then
bullshit.
They say, no, we don't have your press pass. Go down to the office. Like, there's an office a half a block away. So we walk down effort. There. And this guy is looking through press pass after press pass after press pass after press pass. This is his season press pass.
Why didn't he get a season press pass earlier?
Good question. And he said,
you butt out.
It's supposed to be, that looks like a larger press pass. I'm supposed to get one that's like the size of a license. And the guy finds those. He's looking through them over and over. Nope, don't have one. So it's like, oh, okay. So we go to our seats and I'm thinking, well, that's, you know.
That's the end of that.
Yeah, that's the end of that. But no, he has to email the person who then says, they're at John R. and Montcalm.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, do you think maybe...
You do some
bullshit.
Other
thing?
No. We go get his car, and he drives to... There's a barrier to John R., and he's like, I'm going to double park here. And I'm like, double park here? What? There's a barrier there. And so he gets out, talks to the cop, and he's like, it's cool. I just got to move the car a little bit. I'm like, what? And he walks. It's like a full block. He walks. I'm sitting in the car on my phone. And he comes back, and he's holding the press pass in his hand. He's so proud. He had a lot of spring in his step.
How many people it took to accomplish that, though?
It was an amazing what a hassle it
was.
Is it the police?
I don't think.
What entity's on the press pass?
Tom Mazzoway, Drew and Mike show. And you know, the good news is the only reason I was excited about it was because, wow, we're worthy of a press pass now. I mean, when the podcast started, it was a little iffy, but now it's like no big deal. I'm not sure what's changed. Maybe just the word podcast is more common, but it says Drew and Mike show. So he can get into any Tiger game he wants now. And I couldn't help wondering when Tony Paul went to get his press pass. Did he have to go through all that?
Of course not.
I kind of don't think so.
I'm sure Tony got it probably weeks before the season started.
Probably. Right. Well, yeah, you want to be the opener.
Hey, Zeus, we go get Rick. I guess he's here now.
He can come in the basement door.
It's becoming very high maintenance. I told him to come in, but next thing you know, he's going to go upstairs.
Why is he 13 minutes late?
Traffic, he said. And I said, nice planning ahead. And he goes, I know.
Slow down.
What, he could put it in his GPS and be told how many... Because GPS will...
Maybe there was an accident. Traffic. I don't know.
Oh, my God. The hassling begins before even...
But he never thought of adding any time.
What, Rick?
I believe he's coming in now. Set him up over
Where's
there.
Where's his walk-on music?
13 minutes
later. Oh, yeah.
Does he have walk-on music?
Does he want? What do you want?
Everyone should have walk-on music.
Hey, Rick.
How are you? Hey, Rick.
Righteous Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, is in the Red Shovel Studios. And also the DealsNity.com studios, which reminds me, I should mention, we're getting late here, that you guys are going to be at the Reef.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On 420 Saturday, visit the Reef for all your medical marijuana oils and extracts, CBD products, edibles, and topicals. Mark and Trudy celebrating April 20th, 420. On Customer Appreciation Day at the Reef, biggest bash in Michigan, noon to 2, helping the Reef give out TVs, paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours. If you have a card and mention the Drew and Mike show, you'll get a free pre-roll. Ooh. They're open 9 to 9, 7 days a week, and Mark and Trudy, noon to 2, on 8 Mile, just east of Mountain, Detroit, at the Reef. Visit thereef.com. The biggest, the best, the Reef! And Scott... We'll bring you the best of this weekend, by the way. Scott Kunith, 248-797-7746. Don't forget Scott Kunith. If you're looking for a home, what? The music just cut out?
Yeah, it was a quiet.
It ran out.
It's an
didn't seem
ending.
Like it faded.
No, Mark, I really didn't.
Is that Mark doing that stuff?
No, I'm off network today. I don't know
he
why.
He don't stop. Hi, guys.
Rick, I hear you.
Rick's there, commanding the room already.
You damn right I am.
Whoa, is there really? Backlash online about the Aaron Carter phone?
Listen, there is so much shit talking, so much garbage going on, threats, all everything.
Who'd you threaten?
Why has it got to be me?
Because I know you. You probably threatened them.
Listen.
Anybody want to bare knuckle fight you?
I'm game. I'm so tired of all these
takers?
Fucking idiots.
How many people have lost their pants?
Well, they're going to lose their face.
Whoa.
What is the backlash all about?
So it started with some idiot posting something. One of the podcasts, you know.
One of the listeners.
Oh, we're tired of Righteous Rick. We're tired of seeing him and hearing him. And I said, well, don't fucking listen.
Hey, don't tell him not to
Rick,
listen to the show.
Yeah, listen
don't.
To me.
Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
No.
And it just, I'm sorry, Drew. So it just started and it started and then all the threats come.
So you just ignored
what,
it.
They
moved
just
on,
start
right?
threatening you like that. Come they're going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
You didn't ignore it and move on?
That's what you would do. I told them, fuck you. Come on.
And I'm sure they just stopped.
No, oh God.
What?
It got bad.
Is there anyone we can call that we could talk it over, try and work it out on the phone?
I got a whole list of the idiots.
Oh, really?
Oh, I did?
Oh, my God, he's got a book.
Idiot list.
I got them all written down.
Are you going to call them out right now?
I'm getting excited now.
I'd love to call them all out.
Call them all out. Go.
Can we call
them? Okay, so the first one was Kyle Shreve.
Uh-huh.
And all his massive threats. I'll fucking come to Drew's house and smack the piss out of you. Fuck you. And,
can we look up the comments? Can we look up the exact comments? Are they on Facebook?
There's so
Twitter,
much, Drew.
Twitter or Facebook?
It's Facebook. There's so much. I mean, they just kept going and going. And I got to say something. I can't just let it go.
Of course.
He's just like a red flag in front of a bull, possibly.
Something like that. It's like, you know what gets me, though, and I got to say this, and yeah, you see it, and I have to say this, it's always the same type. And then this guy's like, well, what do you mean? I go, it's always the fat, ugly guys that got nothing better to do.
And they feel like, you know, threatening you and challenging you.
Oh, there's Kyle. Wait, we'll go up. There's what Kyle wrote.
Yeah.
I'm going to call BS on his latest gimmick, too. Something seems off.
Oh, and then, yeah, then it's I stole the phone and I'm going to prison. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a bill of sale.
He wrote, hang up the phone, Nancy Boy, save when you call 1-800, make out with a guy. Yeah. Now, you know, it's a drop, right?
I don't care what it is.
Okay.
It was at like 1:30 in the morning, Mark.
Okay.
And you know how I am, Nancy boy, go away.
I think some of these people might be just having fun.
When you start threatening people, because here's the deal, guys.
Is that a threat? I don't know. Well, who's next on the list? Let's look them up.
Andy Kelso, fucking Kelso? Dickhead.
I think he's taking...
I told him, I like him,
he listens.
Listen,
I don't know, I told him
I'm calling him out.
All right, here's what he wrote.
He's like, well, I'll smack the shit out of you. You don't know who you're messing with.
Here's what he wrote.
Read the comment.
I hope he's over. I don't give a fuck how many dick pics Aaron Carter has in his phone. Fuck Rick. He's annoying. He's an annoying has-been who had 30 seconds of fame for being gay.
30 seconds. Here's where I'm 10 years, dickhead.
For being gay, if nothing else. 2009
it started, right?
I mean, who really pulls up someone else's pants in public? That's why no one will, quote-unquote, fight him. What people are afraid of him Harvey Weinsteining them.
Wow. That's a good one.
No, he's not really threatening you.
You just let that one go,
right?
No,
he keeps going. No.
Does he?
Well, I mean, you wrote him back basically what you just said here about 15 years. And he wrote, don't tease me with a good time. I'll come over there and slap your bitch ass around. Yeah. You ain't shit but in your own head.
Now, there it is. Fuck you. Oh. Right there.
Boy, he did accelerate it. Andy Kelso did accelerate it.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Who's next on the
careful,
list?
Andy.
So this Dan Emery, what a fucking fanoik.
Dan Emery? Can we check Dan Emery?
Oh, my God. I'm tired of Righteous Rick. And I can hear him with that little whiny... Can I say cunty voice?
Say whatever you want.
Whiny. My pussy hurts. You gotta stop.
All he wrote was, no one cares about Aaron Carter's phone.
That's all
he wrote.
Are you sure?
No, I think he had another post. Too.
See? Listen to the guy in charge, Mark.
Dan Emery? Is it Dan? Dan Emery?
Yeah. What a putz.
I'm looking him up. And I mean, I want to point out these are valuable listeners, of course, and I'm surprised that they would get into a tiff with Righteous Rick.
Drew, there's probably about five of them I think you could do without.
Oh, boy. No, he made his own post. Anyone else annoyed by Righteous Rick? Hope they don't call him for a while.
So read what I wrote. It's classic. It's gold.
You had to just start a new feed about me. God, how pathetic. I looked at your page and you speak of God and peace, yet on your feed of threats. And now you thought you'd make your own to get attention? You're a joke. And I'll be on air, live in studio.
Ha
out.
So, man, Rick, you deep dove on him?
I went for it. All the way.
All right, who else is on the list?
Oh, let's see. I got so many. Court Down Hour? If that guy's name is that, no wonder why he's picking on people.
Well, sounds like a good guy.
He fucked with his whole life. Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy.
He seems pretty cool.
What is he, your neighbor?
Oh, he's a listener. I like him.
What did he say?
Stupid stuff.
Just
on and on.
Let's see. Steve Thomas struck a nerve. Ooh, you're angry. Oh, you're angry. I thought it was a pretty good job on both sides. Must be tough to hold your own with Drew.
I sent him a message because he's actually friends with my nephew. And I said, take your toys out of the sandbox and go home, fucking baby.
All right, next.
I don't want to hear you.
Oh, but I got to say this, you guys. I have to say this. So this chick, and I did write her name.
Woman.
Down. I got to say, no.
Just show some respect.
She's not a woman. Trudy's a woman.
Oh,
this
thank
is
you,
a chick. Big fucking difference. So this chick said something. And I'm going to say it sideways. Oh. And I said, oh, God, again. I go, when I'm on, just don't listen.
No, she don't goes, stop telling
no,
people that.
Mark, let me get
But she to can't the... just fast forward past you to us.
I That's mean, what she said. But
she
the way,
can,
yeah.
but she.
And then she's like, oh, what the fuck? I never fucking thought of that. Thanks. And I said, Jesus Christ, you blow your dad with that mouth? Oh, it's on there. I'm
sure she took that well.
It's a righteous comeback.
That's what her comment was. Nothing. Because you got nothing for that one.
Good one.
Is there money in publishing for a Righteous Rick comeback coffee table book?
Yes, little 100%. One,
small. No doubt.
Just throw it on the table.
You got two, I got three.
You can use the proceeds from the Aaron Carter
There's
phone.
Almost one.
You got two, I got three. I told this lady, you can dish it, but you can't take it. I'm the king.
All right, who else is on the list? It's a long list you have in front of you.
Man, you ain't kidding.
This is like give me half the audience before it's over. This could be a big lose-lose.
Not the good guys.
We're going to have to put a trigger warning
well,
on this episode.
Matt Jennings is a great guy. Marie's great. Josh is great. All them guys are fantastic. They're all backing me. These guys, what? You could do without these 10 homos. Ben Tilly.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Ben Tilly,
who sounds silly.
Yeah, you're worse than dead air. Can't believe Drew thinks having this tool on the show will it be an interest to anyone.
Drew knows what he's talking about. Keep talking, Drew.
I don't know. I thought the phone was interesting. I did.
It was interesting.
Rick somehow resurrects himself. I don't know how he does it. I mean, first of all, he had some problems, and he came on. I thought it was brave of you to come on and talk about that. When you got out.
I figured I needed to. And you know what? I wanted to set a few things straight. Everybody, it was so misinterpreted. People didn't understand what happened. And then these guys, at 1 o'clock in the morning, they have nothing better to do. Here, that Dan right there, that knee boner. He's on his knees boning. That fucking idiot. Look at him.
Now, what did he say?
Oh, he's always saying something stupid. I go, dude, you must really like me. Don't be mad because I look good and you don't. Fuck.
No, what was his complaint? Seriously, what did he say?
And then, see, he posted that because I got lippy with him.
What asshole. Is that?
That's me telling him to go fuck himself. A bonehead. Look at him. Look at him. He looks like Drew Carey at 70.
No personal attacks.
Well, they can do it to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, here's the worst thing. All these guys right here, Mark, these 8-10 guys, think that me and you actually hate each other.
Oh,
that
I
we're
do hate you.
Fight.
Yeah.
I think aren't these people kind of having fun too?
Yes. Drew, having fun. Come on, that's fun. Breaking balls, we laugh.
I know.
We have a good time.
Mm-hmm. But I wear a belt. Drew does not have a belt on today. Drew, heads up.
Well, he's got sweats on.
Easily depantsable. Rick's pulling on him.
Easy access. But you know, guys, come on.
I know.
I'll take a dish.
What do you want to do? Huh?
This stuff is a blast.
People think I hate
something
Tom
tells
too,
me so. When you come back that then they know they're really in the fun zone.
Yeah.
And it's all online, and maybe it's a little trolly. But anyway, the phone.
Where is it?
I got it.
Rick, when you said you were getting a hard time online, you know what I thought?
What?
I thought that people felt that it was just a little over the line to get this guy's phone and, you know, something along the lines of extortion to demand money from him for his own phone.
Well, I haven't talked to him.
No, I know.
I talked to his neighbor.
I know. But, you know, you're trying to capitalize on his phone. Now, I understand that because people do it all the time. I'm sure they do. People sell stuff. I mean, Jeff Bezos's girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
her brother sold stuff off her phone, that was a hacking thing. This is not a hacking thing. He left this phone.
You legitimately own the phone. I mean, it's yours.
So what happened was, this is what we think. He went to rehab. They put all his stuff in a storage unit. He lost it. And I was telling this one numbnuts on there, it says, oh, you're going to be in prison, blah, 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 and you're stealing a phone. There's a bill of sale from the storage facility in L.A.
It's funny. I don't understand how this works. If somebody doesn't pay their storage.
Yes.
Sell it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get,
so if I came in a month later and said, oh, where's my stuff? They'd say, oh, we had to sell it because you didn't pay the bill.
No.
I mean, you get a lot of warnings.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get probably 2-3 months, and then they tack on the fees and then the storage unit.
And then I don't understand this business of bidding on a storage unit. I mean, doesn't that seem kind of insane? Now, I realize it works for some people, but bidding on it, you don't know what's behind storage unit number one? I mean, is that how they do it, like storage wars?
Yeah, you never know.
That's a little too script. So I can speak from experience because I used to buy them.
Really?
And then
does it usually pay off?
Well, you know what happened was once you got the show, it ruined it. So now you got guys that have money
yeah.
that think they're going to hit it big. Okay. So let's say all of us in this room, 6, 8, 10 people, we followed the circuit. And we went from Royal Oak, Ferndale, and around, and we went to all the units, and we bid.
Mm-hmm.
So now this guy here is new, and he bids $600,000-$800,000 more than it's worth. Well, you just ruined the auction.
Yeah.
And
what are they usually? What should they go for?
Everything in a storage unit is a gamble, or when you have a gut feeling. So if you open a storage unit and there's crap all over, and there's, you know, an old couch from 1982. You look at it like, whatever.
Wait, you get to look at the store?
Yeah, you can't go in it. Okay. So they open the door, they cut the lock, they open the door right in front of you.
If it looks promising, what would you bid if it looked promising?
Like totes full and wrapped real nice and neat?
Sure.
I mean, it'll go for thousands.
Okay. Oh, thousands?
Now, there's a name, and that's what these guys don't understand with my buddy in L.A. You have a sheet. So if there's 17 units
mm-hmm.
for sale, like your board right there, Drew.
Yeah.
That would all be the names of whose storage unit. Wow. So they already knew it was Aaron Carter. Oh. Now you could put two and two together, okay. Like, God, I wonder if that's really Aaron.
Aaron Carter. Yeah.
Well, he bought it and it had.
And it was.
Stage gear, shoes, baby pictures, photo albums. This was hidden.
Is that the most valuable thing in the storage unit?
I think so.
Did he find stuff that he can make money off?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, yeah, do you know what he paid for the unit?
Yeah, $2,000.
It's not that much.
Yeah.
So let's see a picture.
Okay. I started going through this.
It's an old unlocked iPhone. And, I can't believe this phone's unlocked.
Yeah. Oh, so
why is?
Let me say this before
how
we get
he
in.
Have an unlocked iPhone? I mean, that's
because he I don't understand, but he had it hid. So, like you were saying, why didn't you smash it and throw it in the ocean?
Maybe he thought there were numbers in there he might want to keep. I don't know. Why wouldn't he back it up?
Here's one thing.
This guy seems very troubled. I will say that. He seems very troubled. He's had a lot of things really going south for him the last couple of years. He ran out on a bill a while ago. I mean, it sounds like he had a drug problem.
He's coming back.
I know.
He's got tour dates.
The Neverland thing has been a deal. He is touring, but I'm not trying to put him down.
Oh, really?
August, he'll be in Flint.
So where's he playing?
Machine Shop or?
No, the other one. Is it the Temple or something in Flint?
I'm not sure. Can you check out the Temple in Flint?
August.
Brandon? See what kind of place it looks like.
12th or 15th or something. But he's coming. He's making a comeback.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about the money aspect.
I don't know what, I honestly don't know what's valuable in there, but I understand when people say, hey, you know what? I have a problem with that. That's his personal stuff. And, you know, I realize you legally own it. It's all so new and strange to me. It's just like the videotapes of people having sex. And it's like, well, you have it and I'll publish it and it's going up. Do you want to make money off or do you want to sue me? And they go, well, it's going to go up anyway. I guess I'll make money off. I mean, that's so weird. I can't believe, how did we get here? Isn't it strange?
August 10th.
It is.
Capitol Theater.
Ah.
Let's see what you got, Rick.
All right, so let's see here. Let's start. He's a really weird dude, and he takes stupid pictures.
Okay,
so here's it. Trudy, come on over here. So this is Jason Sanchez. He's a movie actor, singer, whatever. These two, I think, had a little bada bing going. That nobody knew about.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Thank you, Donald. Appreciate that. All right. Now, what else I found out was there is no known, actually real Aaron Carter nude photos anywhere.
What?
No.
And I have them.
Later.
All right. I mean,
you did the research?
I did the research. Yep.
What's your Google search look like?
Wait, he has a picture of some rolls and some butter in there?
Yeah, that's stupid.
What the hell? Pictures of snow. Oh, there's a couple the girls. There's a cute, oh, couple cute girls.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, you appear to be a cheeseburger.
Man, I'm going to play that video, Mark, with the...
I need that right now.
What is the video?
Now, if you look at that. Look at this. I know it's grainy, but look.
Yeah.
What?
What am I looking at?
Look at all that white shit
selfie.
All over his face.
Oh,
he's a white face.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I think he was dipping his face in something.
He may have. Oh. Yeah, boy.
Now that is untouched. That's him.
Is that him?
That's him. Look.
Oh, that is him. Yeah, that's him.
So,
there's a few of these out.
Oh, my God. He thinks he's so hot.
Yeah, he does. I've seen this guy naked from head to toe. Right,
there's a chick naked that has a hat on. after he had it. So he was in a play with John Davidson and...
From Hollywood Squares.
Yep. What? Okay. Now, these girls, here's funny. This Elena chick, that goes back and forth. And then one of them is, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And then it's the video of them.
Nice.
He's got them both laid out on the bed.
Well, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, as soon as I get to it, you'll
That's
see
an
it.
Old iPhone, man. Oh, there it is.
Hey, you ladies ever try a threesome?
I don't think so.
Some people are saying you're not organized, Rick.
Who's
what? Wait, who's that dude?
That's nothing. Now,
that
this
pretty
one
gay to me.
Well, that was in the
not
back.
Not that I care.
That was at his play Broadway. This
Wait,
I
why was he? Why do you have a video of some guy taking his shirt off?
They're getting ready to go back on stage. Yeah, there's not. It's nothing.
Right. Yeah, don't you know how Broadway works, Drew?
Yeah, you got to take your clothes off in between sets.
Were you disappointed that it was nothing?
Yeah. Well, shut up. So this. Crazy girl, I think, is his stalker.
He calls her
He calls her crazy girl. Wow, again, you have issues. Goodbye. Aaron says, cool, you blocked my life completely, and again, fuck you. I hate you forever. Just so you know.
The guy I know.
And I'm a very happy person. Doesn't seem that way. You're insane. Well, okay. And then look at a fruitcake.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he loves taking pictures.
This guy loves his own picture so much. I wonder how average a guy he is in that respect. Because
almost.
I mean, because I've been looking at Instagram pages lately, I'm stunned at how many people. Well, Aaron Carter's how old is Aaron Carter?
31.
31. Okay, people 25, 23, whatever, they take their picture and they post it all the time, and I'm just like, wow, I just think you would get so tired of taking pictures of yourself and posting. But no, they seem to just, there's no end to the self-love. Well, and look at this guy. I mean,
guess,
this is a dude.
Drew, I guess when you have such a following, think about in the early 2000s, he was the biggest thing. Here we go. Look at this. Now it's a little dark. I got to get it.
But he's had people kissing his ass for, a decade and a half. Two decades almost. Why does he want to take his picture every 5 minutes?
You ruined it.
Oh, shut up. I got to go back that way.
Hit cancel, upper right.
Okay. So
maybe Mark should
control that video, and I think we moved because I downloaded it, but you can see. See what he's doing? Oh, he is. I thought it was right there, but.
God. What
is that? Start slideshow.
I'll play. Okay, now this girl here is Miss Australian 2016.
Yeah, she looks like it.
Very, very attractive.
Okay, that would just be a selfie, but oh my God, this guy, get over yourself, Carter. Put it out, Carter.
Oh, bada bing.
Oh my,
can't quite make the face out, can you?
That would be female genitalia.
Yeah,
Trudy, don't look.
Oh,
don't.
Nice.
Trudy, close your eyes. You're too innocent for that shit.
Trudy,
I've seen that
before.
As soon
as I said don't look, looked right at it. You kept looking.
Sorry.
Nice.
Trudy, don't look. Show it to Mark.
Don't look, Trudy. Don't look, Trudy. No, don't look. Don't look.
Is that a sweet potato?
Yeah, it's a sweet potato. I mean...
Is that his?
Yeah, penis.
Whose is that?
How do you know that's his?
Hey, Rick, you already identified his penis.
And then look at, I don't know if he was FaceTiming Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he was FaceTiming him. And Justin just came out and said, I'll back you, bro.
Really?
So I didn't know if he was going to back it up.
Oh, Biebs.
Yeah, I would think Bieber. That, I would think that picture Justin might have some value. And if somebody did a story about someone buying Aaron Carter's phone, and here's a picture of him FaceTiming Justin Bieber, because Justin Bieber's somebody.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, he's more than somebody.
Who's Justice Bieber?
Oh, is he crying?
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
Whoa.
Look at Mark's running.
Well, the second
get over here. Hey, don't knock that guy over.
The second I leave, you start getting to the good stuff.
Well, don't.
Oh, that's, gross. That's,
it's long, but the girth is not a lot of girth to that penis.
It's so taut.
Let's see it.
Oh,
it is very taut.
Anyone for penis?
Well, I didn't want, Trudy, I didn't want you to spoil your
salad.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, hello there.
What the hell?
Oh, hello there. That's him on stage. I'll tell you whose number we did find in here.
Who?
Was Hugh Hefner's third wife.
His third wife?
Kimberly Crystal Conrad? Hefner? Oh, Crystal.
Yeah. Oh.
She's in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that we could never believe that he married for reals.
Crystal Harris?
Yeah.
She's in here. All right, come on. Yeah, this dude.
Oh, my God. He thinks he's a real artiste with these selfies, too. You know, he puts a light under his face. And I don't know. Wouldn't you get tired of trying to take...
Selfie!
You would think... There's a chat on here. Yeah, that's that. She's Miss Australia, 2016.
He's in showbiz, though.
Wait, he takes pictures of orange barrels?
Good day, mate.
That's New York City. What an idiot.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Rick is going through, I swear to God, about 20 selfies of him in bed, in the same bed, in the same position, making a slightly different face.
I know.
What the fuck?
Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Now, what's intriguing is he takes these pictures, and then at Jason C, he sends him messages.
Mm.
And he's, you can look him up. He's been in movies.
Oh, Jason's telling me, you need to eat more, bro. You look thin.
That's what Jason's takeaway is.
Yeah, after he sends him a dick pic, and you can see his
stomach. After he sends him a dick pic.
Oh, wait, who are the two girls?
That's that.
Now, what's interesting, though, these are all like screen cap photos.
He's taking them.
No, I know, of his text. Did you actually click on the texts and go through his texts?
Yes.
He doesn't like his penis as much as his face, but it's
now
his penis is closing the gap.
And to me, this one's terrible, because you know what he's doing in this video.
What's he doing, Drew?
You know what he's doing in that video.
It looks to me like he's fighting with a soft penis.
I don't know who won.
Who does win? No one ever wins.
We lost.
I don't know who won that argument, but I think maybe his pee-pee won.
I think the soft penis won.
I think it did. But
yeah, that time.
Guys, he's got a toilet pitch in here that is better than mine.
Yeah, you wanted to fight that one that he took a picture of?
Wow. Whoa, who's that?
She's another...
There's some more talent.
Yeah.
She's clothed, though.
Yeah,
where's the video of the three-way, Rick? I would think you know how to get there. I'm starting to feel like you do not respect the value of
Showtime
when you don't come in ready to show us the three-way.
All right. So what happened was I had to back this up and download it.
Yeah.
So it kind of disorganized the phone after.
But look at all the orange barrels and selfies and cheeseburgers stupid. I had to look at.
So your phone, you could delete all those now.
The messages, the mail, which one, guys?
The video with the two babes.
Okay, let me. That's classic.
By the way, I'm just thinking, if I was in a three with two chicks, I can't imagine I would want it on my phone.
The famous video.
Hey, look at me putting it to those two girls. Ooh.
Is this the greatest moment of your life? You wouldn't record it?
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
I don't know.
It's officially show and tell then, right?
Yes. Let me see if this is it.
I mean, if we ever get to it.
Because it's like it's dark, and then all of a sudden you can see it, and they're talking.
Hmm.
I don't think that one's it. Let me keep going. But, I mean, he's doing all this shit.
No, that's the sister's funeral?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where's that picture?
That one actually,
I thought you said there's some Jackson pictures. Are there other ones other than
the one that was published?
Okay.
Yeah, just that one.
Okay, can we focus on the video with the two chicks?
Yeah,
sure, we're never going to find it.
Shut up.
He has no idea where it's
at. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of shit in here. Look at this.
He's done research to know who Jason Sanchez is and that girl's the Miss Australia 2016, but he can't find the video.
Yeah, but
oh my God, there's like another 10 pictures of him wearing this dumb hat with headphones on in a car.
Rick even did enough research to know that the barrel is in New York City, but he can't find the three-way.
He takes pictures of, like, these are just chicks getting ready. This one's not.
What are they getting ready for?
Well.
His dick.
I was going to say, they ain't dancing. Let's see if it's this one.
They were in their undergarments.
Nice. Yeah, that one's PG-13.
One of them looked like he...
Oh, here it is. All right. Drunk. Here it is. Ugh.
This is the three-way?
Now, this is his close-up. They have X, double X, and triple X. What's after triple X?
Aaron Carter.
Okay. And they're talking, and there's people in the room.
What are they talking about?
I don't know, but I mean, he's railing this chick, just talking. So how you been? What you been up to? Long time no see.
So he's socially awkward. I didn't know what to say during sex.
Management, Trudy.
He actually is kind of
catching up,
speaking conversationally.
They are. They're talking. He's talking to her like, man, it's been a while. How you been? What have you been doing? And you can hear people in the background. Everybody's talking.
Huh.
So these chicks, okay, these girls are just sitting there.
I only see the one girl that his penis is going into. I don't see the other girl.
Yeah. I got a buddy that could get a program and lighten that up. See, there's one. They're both. That's so hard to say. I'll have him lighten it up for you, for your viewing pleasure.
I'm going to have him lighten it up a lot.
See, there's two. There's one there, one there. So there's one, and then he was on top of the other one.
Oh, okay, I see. It's
so it's one girl's tricky. Laying there, and then there's
maybe the we should turn the lights off. Hit the lights. Shit. It's boner time.
boner.
Well, it's definitely Aaron Carter's phone. Let there be no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
So where are you at with your negotiations?
So okay, so for these idiots that were posting last night that I'm going to prison and the phone ain't worth nothing. I'm going to L.A. on the 30th and going to talk to TMZ.
Are you really?
And Vivid Video. Fuck yeah. Vivid.
Wait, Vivid Video?
Yeah.
That video?
Them three.
Can you show that his penis is attached to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I only saw that it looks like a disembodied penis to me.
Yeah, it does.
Of course, you've looked at it enough
good
that
did
you might
you
know it's Aaron's.
Inspect it?
Huh?
How good did you inspect it?
I didn't see his head.
Well, and that
he's got tattoos right here.
Okay,
that giveaway.
No, but I mean, for their purpose, wouldn't they want to see his face?
Oh, yeah. But
I'm not saying it's not him.
Yeah,
I
would
purpose.
Say there certainly is an article. I would think some enterprising writer would say, "You have Aaron Carter's phone." They see it. They go, "Oh, there's a few interesting things in there, like the Bieber thing.
Yeah,
the porn, the selfie." Well,
And that's kind of how TMZ is. They're like,
but I don't know. What do people pay for that? Do they just buy the phone? Do they buy the pictures? Do they?
Well, I think they'll just buy the phone.
Well, I'm going to charge you per X amount per picture. You got to take them all. Remember, I'm a businessman before a con man or an idiot. So
I know. Deep answer.
Where's a fighter in there?
A fighter.
You seem like you want to fight
Drew.
Everybody.
That's first.
It seems like you're a fighter
first. Oh, well,
excuse
me for being a fucking businessman.
I think the story alone is pretty. The story alone is pretty
Rick,
interesting.
Rick just thanked Brandon for the drop.
That was a good drop. You know what, Mark? Here's
come up with some more business drops, Brandon. I want to see Rick. He looks so excited.
Here it is in a nutshell.
Oh, Stevie.
Some of these people, you know, I've got to be friends with. Just, you know, meeting them at meet and greets, whatever. Some of these people just have nothing better to do, and they think they can just throw my whole life into question about, you know,
rich.
All the garbage. But you didn't know me before. I've been a fighter my whole life. You know why? Because my dad was an alcoholic and abusive, and he used to beat the hell out of me. So my thing is, now I do have a fighting attitude. I was little.
Rick, it seems like you're
I think
little,
you should tell your life story now while you're out in L.A.
You're kind of quick to go to the fighting angle. Oh,
what is? I love how you it's just showed.
He's watching TV.
It was a very erect penis.
He's watching Oh, Trudy's show.
Boy, he loves his penis. Oh, my God.
It's very photogenic.
It is. It's a little not as girthy as I.
Now
that I would be complaining, but it seems it's more length than girth.
Aaron, you're maybe not girthy enough.
Maybe he does need to put on some more.
How about these? What's he doing in these pictures?
What is he doing?
What do you call that?
Autoerotic sensation.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What?
Weird. Dude,
that's really out there.
But you know what? That's a good picture, and you can tell by his tattoo.
I got to tell you, that picture just freaked me out when I looked
it
at
it. It is.
Because I know people do that, but I never. Did you see it, Trudy?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking freaky or what?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think it's terrible.
Well, maybe if you're like him and you have all these experiences, you have to push it even harder to,
I guess,
you know, get
that's
it
not
there.
One I'm
Well, you know
push.
What? You know what? It's really funny when you read messages and that is like, these girls are just dying to get with him. And it's like 10 minutes later, you're nothing. He's on to the next one.
Yeah, of course.
And you read this, and he's like, oh, yeah, God, babe, you're so hot. Come on up. 10 minutes later, he's texting somebody else.
How old's the phone?
This phone.
Like, how old is he when he's doing that?
This is like 4 or 5 years old.
You know, I would
think. Oh, you don't think that's older than that? That iPhone?
There's pictures in here of 2013, 2014.
I would think being Aaron Carter, based on what I've read, would be a pretty fucked up life.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, looking at it, it's really strange. Looking at all these pictures and, you know, this whole thing of, you know, yeah, come on over here. And then, you know, yeah, the next girl 5 minutes later. He doesn't seem to really know any of these people.
No.
It seems so completely
empty.
Screwed up. Yeah, beyond empty. I don't even know how to describe it. It sounds sort of like what they were describing about Junior Seau, how he was just banging chicks left and right and it was completely meaningless to him, to the point that he was even in his journal, he was saying, I don't know why I spend time with these people I don't care about. I don't know what's wrong with me.
What's that?
Before he got weird. Hillary Duff and...
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he dated her?
Who's the brunette? Yeah, she looks
great. She looks familiar. Who is that? But, you know, he dated Hillary Duff for...
Yeah, he looks young there. He looks pretty young.
Yeah. He had to keep that one. He was innocent.
Boy, that's weird.
But yeah, there is a lot of weird stuff in here. And you know what? Do we know who these rappers are?
Let me see them.
I don't know. But, you know, it's funny. When you go back to those older pictures, he looks clear-eyed. He looks more together. And then as you get into later pictures, he looks just gone.
And you know what? He came out and said he blew through $200 million by the time he was 18.
Did he really make
that
much money?
I read the article. He said I had $200 million. Blew it.
I can't place him.
How do you do that?
I
can't think of enough.
I didn't know he ever made that kind of money.
Aaron's getting a call.
Why is someone calling me?
I thought it was Aaron's phone.
It's me.
Oh, so hey guys, now here, we definitely gotta hear these. This is from Big Brother Nick Carter. Okay. So we definitely
nobody gets a break around here.
News.
Oh wait, so it's an audio message?
It's a text.
That's
you know, Drew, that's really rude.
Can you just press the button?
This is like church.
Oh Lord.
Hello.
Rick's an asshole.
Somebody trying to on the phone. Somebody wants
it's
to buy
the Michigan buy ticket stuff. Office.
Oh boy. You needed up your tickets?
Oh.
I thought it was like, Rick's an asshole. Get
I don't
him
know.
Out
I'll call
there.
Him back.
I'll call you back.
Michigan! Get him out of there. So, Big Brother Nick, Drew,
yes.
writes, okay, go back to sucking Jason's cock.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
This is unfortunate. You are immature. That's Aaron. And then he said, this isn't helping me anyways. Please leave me alone. And then Nick put, excuse me. Then he wrote, great sibling.
That's good, man.
I feel like
he wrote, great sibling, we want you to be healthy. Aaron goes, I am healthy. And Nick goes, LOL, I already cut you off yesterday.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not, and then Aaron said, I'm not going to argue. And Nick wrote, wow, denial. Read this and pay attention. And Aaron wrote, nope. Nope. And
is that where it ends?
That's where it ends. And then according to his neighbor that I talked to, you know, a couple of days ago.
This neighbor's getting a lot of credibility.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard back from him. I sent him another message saying, if you don't get a hold of him and Aaron don't get a hold of me.
Now, are you sure this is his neighbor?
You know, like I said, guys.
Should we call the neighbor?
You can't be. I don't have his number. I just talked to him on the message. Here's the thing.
Wait, you just left him a message?
No, I talked to him on Messenger.
Oh, okay.
If when somebody talks to you and they're just a fan, they talk to you a certain way. your brother or family would talk to you different. You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. He was talking like he generally knows Aaron and cares about
him. Did you listen to any of his voicemails?
Yes.
What about the one from D'Angelo?
Ooh, D'Angelo?
Jason Sanchez left a voicemail.
Oh.
Well, the one with that Kathy Russell's hilarious.
What are they talking? What's she talking about?
She's screaming at him.
For what?
Oh, you guys got to get along and your fucking family loves you. And it's classic. Like, he did a play with her. She's a playwright and an actress.
Mm-hmm.
He did a Broadway with her. And she's like, oh, Aaron, dress warm, it's cold. Then the third one was, rah, rah, rah. She was chewing his ass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's good.
Are there any from Nick? Nope.
Nope, nothing like that. There's some from mom and dad, grandma. I hope this is you, Aaron. Oh, grandma. And then you hear a guy in the background, oh, okay, Aaron. That's grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, boy.
You're the best grandma ever.
This actually could make a pretty compelling little mini documentary.
Yeah.
Reconstructing all of this from
it's
sort of
really
desperate.
It's
really Trudy, strange. If this phone went to somebody that wrote a book, like The Dark Side of Aaron Carter.
Yeah, I'd have to spend more time in it. I'm still grappling with the whole idea that it's this guy's phone and it's just so strange.
Well, here's the
somebody thing. Would buy the phone, that somebody would buy stuff in the phone. I just feel like this guy just doesn't care what's going on in his life, and so it's probably just a real sloppy move on his part to put it in a storage. Why would he put it in a storage area, Trudy? It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe he had boxes of things that he wasn't using anymore, and he put that in one. And
well, there was some really, really personal stuff of his. Tore jackets, tore clothes, photo album.
Didn't he have to move out of wherever he was? And
yeah,
so,
but I think he went to rehab. But
he completely lost control of his life.
Yeah,
obviously.
And I think honestly, God, I think he probably totally forgot about the phone. But my buddy has.
Why would you put your phone in storage? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
If you have to go to rehab, you're not taking it with you. And if you have to change your lifestyle after getting out, then you forgot you had it.
And I think that's what happened. Because, God, he must have been in there for a while.
I would not forget where my phone is.
No,
absolutely not.
Mark, anybody interesting in the contacts?
Just Scout Willis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should talk to her.
Should we call her?
Yeah. Isn't that Bruce's kid?
Yeah, Bruce's kid.
Sure is.
Rumor's sister.
That's Rumor's sister. Get her on the phone.
Let's do a homework on Scout. We kind of got to move on here because we got to wrap up. There's been two shows in this building already today.
Yeah. Two great shows.
Yeah, two.
Hey, Drew, one good thing, though, guys. At least you know, and you could tell everybody, I wasn't lying.
Oh, it's Aaron. It's Aaron Carter's phone. I mean, there's definitely some interesting issues surrounding it, and some people have said, hey, I don't know about this Aaron Carter's phone thing, and other people are like, who cares? You know, he doesn't care. Why should you care? And I don't know. It's all very weird. It's all new. I'm sure.
I think it's interesting because he doesn't care.
I know. It's strange. I'm still stuck on the autoerotic thing.
Yeah.
Are you going to try it later?
No, I'm not.
What?
No. He had a bag. Terrible. He had a bag over his head. Why the fuck would you take a picture of that?
Yeah. That one's it's creepy.
It's
and
really
then somebody
creepy.
Made a comment when we were talking, and they were like, oh, you're fucking weird and all them. You're fucking weird and Drew and everybody out, and they're all creeped out. And I send them a message. I go, dickhead, they told me they want to see it. How am I weirding you out when you want to see it? I think it's a shock factor. But you know what? Here's the thing about him. He's, with all the new interviews and that, he's trying to change. And I think what's happening is he's growing up.
Are you going to write a biography on him?
I should.
I know. You know a lot about him.
And then the...
Brandon, hit the outro. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. I know he's definitely peddling an autobiography.
Yeah,
he definitely pulled a 180 on Michael Jackson, and, mm-hmm. and honestly, a lot of people are calling him out for it because he seemed to be defending him. He also, you know, he was doing an interview for the Lou Pearlman documentary, and he started crying because he loves Lou.
Oh, boy.
Trouble
started, isn't it?
Well, I guess Lou started his career, but Lou is one of the worst people in the history of the world. I don't know. He just seems extremely soft. And then all of a sudden, after ripping the victims in the Neverland documentary, he says, I'm writing a book. I don't know if the Jackson family's going to like this because I'm going to talk about my time with Michael.
That's just because he wants to sell a book.
That's exactly what it is. So if that's okay and people say, oh, okay, he's writing a book, maybe I'll check it out. What's the difference between Rick talking about his phone going, I'm going to sell it and you guys should check it out? There's no fucking difference.
Are you really going to L.A.?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, I'm
going. You got meetings with TMZ?
Yeah, I'm going the 30th. I'll be in at, my flight gets in at 2:35.
Say hi to Charlie for us.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say hi to everybody. And then I'm going to go with my buddy.
And ask Harvey why he won't sit in the chair.
My buddy that got this, he's got all of Aaron's paperwork from rehab. And he just, oh, I'm a loser. I'm nothing. I'm buying all that.
Wait, diaries and journals?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I don't know what to say.
You know what? Love me or hate me. Fuck it.
I'd like to know what that costs.
What?
Well, we'll talk about it again.
We'll talk about it.
We have a good one. We'll see ya
later.